Hour from townhall.com. Amit Thomason. The Department of Education's days could be numbered. President Trump expected to sign an executive order today closing the agency created by Congress. The president's order sets the stage for a constitutional showdown. More talks on ending the Russia-Ukraine war are on tap following high-level phone calls this week.
President Trump spoke separately with Russia's Vladimir Putin and Ukrainian President Zelensky, with the parties agreeing to a limited ceasefire. White House Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt says more talks are scheduled.
Technical teams will meet in Saudi Arabia in the coming days to discuss broadening the ceasefire to the Black Sea on the way to a full ceasefire.
She said Presidents Trump and Zelensky agreed this could be the first step toward the full end of the war. Greg Clugston, the White House.
Israel's military continues hammering Gaza, determined to obliterate Hamas.
Israel has said its airstrikes targeted Hamas commanders. Its defense minister has since threatened the residents of Gaza with what he calls total devastation if they do not remove the group from power and return the remaining hostages.
The BBC's Tom Bateman. Winter going out like a lion across parts of the Midwest, slammed by fierce winds bringing down trees and power lines in the Chicago area and in Indiana. Snow, some of it very heavy, and a ban from Kansas to central Wisconsin.
Even in those states that aren't getting those blizzard conditions on the warm side of the system where they're not seeing snow, I mean, this high wind is still leading to, you know, pretty substantial impacts to infrastructure, including power outages and down trees.
That's Jacob Asherman at the National Weather Service. On Wall Street this morning, stock futures pointing to a higher open later on. The Dow futures, 19 points higher. S&P futures are up 19 points as well. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Here's me talk about Relief Factor and how so many people enjoy a better, more pain-free life because of it. If you're dealing with everyday pain, it makes sense you'd want to try it first. Well, Relief Factor makes that pretty pain-free, too, with their three-week quick start kit for only $19.95, less than a dollar a day. Relief Factor is a daily supplement that fights pain naturally. Relief Factor doesn't just mask pain temporarily. It helps reduce or eliminate pain. Visit ReliefFactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF, 800-4-RELIEF for Relief Factor.
Jackson Hewitt wants you to save money on tax prep. We're saving money by having our intern rap in this commercial.
Don't stress. Jackson Hewitt's got expert tax prep, $149 or less. Yo, some tax guys lie about price. What? They got hidden fees. That ain't nice.
It's nice.
Don't ignore MC Kevin's rhyme, because this deal's for a limited time. $149.
For tax prep that's $149 or less, hurry into Jackson Hewitt today.
No cap.
Limited time offer for new clients on federal returns. Participating locations only. Terms at jacksonhewitt.com/149.
Five. Good morning. It's 6:03 with traffic and weather on the threes. Here's Chuck Whitaker.
We'll be looking for that construction area northbound 95 pretty much any time now, heading up towards Route 24 in Harford County. And already, just changed the camera there, already some brake lights northbound exit 76 and exit 77. So already that's a concern for the traffic northbound. Beltway looks good. Both the tunnels are clear right now. JFX is light. And the BW Parkway looks good coming up from 197 from the south. And you're clear south of Arundel Mill, heading down to Route 32. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes. We'll talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Rain on the way, doesn't hang around very long. Showers for the afternoon today. 68 the high. Sunny and dry through the weekend. Tomorrow, breezy, cooler, 58. Saturday warms up, 64 Saturday. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
I'm Julie Ryder with the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center. Annapolis police have identified a suspect in Wednesday's deadly shooting near a school bus stop on Clay Street. An arrest warrant has been issued for Roscoe Jerome Jones of Oxon Hill for the shooting that killed John Sims Jr. and wounded an 11-year-old child. Police say anyone who sees the suspect should not approach him and immediately call 911. Maryland survivors of sex abuse rallied at War Memorial Plaza in Baltimore Wednesday, saying the state failed them when they were in juvenile detention facilities and they want justice. The survivors shared stories of abuse, physical and emotional, by staff members of the facilities, and they demanded accountability from the state. Maryland lawmakers passed the Child Victims Act in 2023, which eliminated the statute of limitations on child sex abuse cases. Since the law passed, an estimated 3,500 victims have filed lawsuits against the state. state. And Maryland's junior senator, Angela Alsobrooks, continues her state tour today. She visits constituents in Baltimore with meetings and town halls. Coming up next, it's Stein on Sports.
Comcast Business helps turn today's small businesses into engines of modern business. It's how restaurants become reliably up and running neighborhood favorites. How retailers become seamlessly restocking, cyber securing, must visit shops. And how healthcare offices become the data managing caregivers that we all depend on. With reliable connectivity, enhanced cybersecurity, advanced fiber solutions, and Wi-Fi backup, Comcast Business is powering the engine of modern business, powering possibilities.
Now through May 4th, new customers can get started with 150 megabit internet for $59.99 a month for 12 months with a two-year agreement. Plus, ask how to get up to a $500 prepaid card on a qualifying gig bundle. Call today. Restrictions apply. Not available in all areas. Requires enrollment and paperless billing and automatic payments with bank account. Early termination fee applies. Equipment, taxes, and other fees extra and subject to change.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Well, the field of 64 is now locked and loaded, and the NCAA men's basketball tournament is set to begin in earnest today. Playing just 47 miles from its campus in Cincinnati, Xavier came back last night and beat Texas 86-80 to earn a first-round match with Illinois on Friday. And how about Mount St. Mary's from tiny Emmitsburg, Maryland, fending off American University 83-72 to earn a first-round tilt with Duke. Post-game reaction from the Mountaineers head coach and Loyola University grad Donnie Lind.
That was a different game than we've played over the course of the last couple weeks. Obviously the offense was clicking pretty well for us, but credit to American. They battled the whole time.
Meanwhile, Eagles head coach and former Terp Dwayne Simpkins, proud of his American University Eagles.
For them to buy in and trust our staff, was it easy? No, but I had their hearts and their spirits to the very end.
Simpkins taking AU to the NCAAs after just 2 years with the program. The tournament kicks off at 12 noon today. Louisville and Creighton. The Cardinals coached by 72-year-old Rick Pitino. Pitino led Kentucky to an NCAA championship in 96. Louisville to a national championship in 2013. He's the only coach in NCAA history to win a national championship at two different schools. Coming up in 30 minutes, Kobe Mayo clarifies his comments. And that is Stein on Sports.
Are you looking for weekly updates about the economy, the stock market, or hearing about wealth planning topics? If so, tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 9:20 a.m. for the Morning Market Flash featuring Tim Herb, Senior Vice President and Financial Advisor at RBC Wealth Management. For immediate questions, call us at 855-360-VIEW. That's 855-360-VIEW. RBC Wealth Management, a division of RBC Capital Markets, LLC, Registered Investment Advisor, and member NYSE FINRA SIPC.
From Annapolis to Catonsville, from Dundalk to Reisterstown, from Bel Air to Glen Burnie, and from Fort McHenry and the home of the Star Spangled Banner, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCB.
Gentlemen, start your engines.
The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot starts now on Talk Radio 680 and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
Top of the morning to you. Welcome back. This is the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot on Talk Radio 680 WCBM, 99.9 FM in Hartford County. It is a Thursday, March the 20th, 2025. First day of spring. March Madness is here. I'm Sean Casey. Bruce has the next couple of days off. He'll be with us back on Monday. Top stories for you coming up in this hour. The Mosbys are back. At least one of them. We'll tell you the latest in where Nick Mosby has landed. Democrats, including Maryland Representative Democrat Glenn Ivey, want to chuck Schumer. But our top story here today, last night in Annapolis, the Maryland taxpayer or tax revolt rally is what it was billed at. As and it kind of sputtered. a little bit. Gee, I wonder why you're holding a rally at 6 p.m. in the middle of the week. And you gave everybody just a couple of days' notice, really, if that. So I counted about 50 people, and that might be generous. And look, I know their hearts and intentions are good. This is a street fight. And you got to fight it like it's a street fight. You got to match the intensity that the Democrats bring to their game. They have a supermajority in Annapolis, and you've got to make them sit up and take notice. So should have been better planned, should have been a little more warning. Maybe hold it on a Saturday so that people can get there. Because, look, the rest of us work. I would love to have gone, but I can't because I had to get up early in the morning. I can't go all the way down to Annapolis and come back late or whatever the case may be. So it just was, I thought it was, you know, kind of haphazardly put together. Their governor, former Governor Ehrlich was there along with the Senate Minority Leader Steve Hershey, and they addressed the crowd.
We're telling him, you got to do it on the backs of cutting taxes and cutting government spending. Amen. Period. A lot of states out there where Marylanders literally have escaped. And as a result of these, of this continuing cycle of escape, you have a diminishing pie. And when you have a diminishing pie, you got problems behind me. That's precisely what's happened.
Now, former Governor Ehrlich, absolutely right about that. It's a shame that for the people that did go, you know, congratulations, good for you. I think you showed how you are concerned taxpayers here in the state of Maryland. It just wasn't enough. I mean, Democrats got to look at that crowd last night and go, ho hum. Okay, we're gonna get away with it. You know what? We may add the 2.5% service sales tax back in. Based on the numbers that we saw last night, it just doesn't seem like, I know people care. Because I know I get the calls here, I get the letters, I get the emails, I get the texts. People care. The problem is the productive members of our society, of our state, are working. They got jobs, they got families to take care of. Not everybody can take off on a moment's notice. Do you remember when we did the, Kristen, you weren't here at the time, but we did the Tea Party down in Annapolis. And we had thousands of people. Tom Maher broadcast live from the rope walk down there in Annapolis. And Ellen Sauerbrey joined us. We had, remember, Don Dwyer, Anne Arundel County? He was there. We had all sorts of delegates there. We had Ellen Sauerbrey. We had thousands of people. We ran shuttle buses from the Naval Academy. That's how many people went that day. That was, you know, again, remember, right after Obamacare was passed. That's what gave birth to the Tea Party and that rally. And we did a ceremonial dumping of tea into the Annapolis Harbor. I mean, it was really well run and put together. I didn't put it together, but others did. I helped to MC it. But that's the kind of effort that you need. What happened last night, very, very disappointing. 6:13, time for traffic and weather on the threes. Once again, the update here with the king of all traffic, Lugnuts Johnson. Good morning, Chuck.
Morning, and looks like there was a broken-down vehicle just as of 5 minutes ago. It was still there, now cleared northbound on the inner loop of the Beltway between Security Boulevard and Liberty Road. Of course, anything that happens there, no shoulder available, so we didn't get much of a backup. So the good news is they're on their way, and it looks like they'll probably go up to about Liberty Road, and then they may get over to the shoulder in that area, just getting off the roadway to make sure we can keep the lanes open on the inner loop side. The west side outer loop, not too bad. 795 down through Frederick Road. The pace is still good there. JFX is quiet. Heads up northbound 95 Harford County. Construction already there, and it's a problem every morning. They work during rush hour, believe it or not, northbound 95 at Route 24. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBN.
Weather Channel says it is going to be a cloudy day today, especially start the day off. Scattered showers possible in the area by this afternoon, 68. Should be sunny and dry through the weekend, but a little bit cooler. Breezy tomorrow, 58 on Saturday, mild and 64. Right now, mostly cloudy, 47 in Annapolis. It is 44 in Owings Mills. Time for some one-liner news. Director Carl Eric Rinch, facing 90 years in jail for allegedly defrauding Netflix for millions of bucks by agreeing to create a new sci-fi series, and he pocketed the money instead.
Yeah, nice.
Netflix forgot they paid him the money, you know, just like they hope you forget you're paying them about $25 a month for your subscription.
Sure.
Frontier Airlines trying to lure Southwest Airlines passengers who are upset about Southwest ending their free checked bag policy with a new ad campaign. It says,
If your airline is treating you like an afterthought, maybe it's time to file for divorce.
Oh.
Yeah. A lot of people file for divorce over their partner's baggage.
Oh, in that case, you leave your bag behind anyway.
That's right. Swedish AI company has created a robot dog named Luna that has a functional digital nervous system capable of learning and adapting. I saw a video of this. It's almost like a real dog, except when it drags its butt on the driveway, it makes sparks. Got to be careful.
It doesn't pee on the sofa.
Your voice still struggling a little bit. Yeah.
I woke up again this morning just a little raspy.
Yeah.
You know, it just doesn't go away.
Rasputin. Some are complaining the Trump administration's release of the JFK files identical to the release of the JFK documents that Biden released in 2023. Uh-oh. People forgot that Joe Biden did release JFK files. Chief among them was Joe Biden.
Right.
Did you see the video Alec Baldwin's wife, Hilaria?
Oh, yeah.
Snapped at him during a red carpet interview, telling him to...
ripped him a new one.
Tell him to shut up and that he was annoying her? Could this be the end for Hilaria and Alec? It could end in two ways. I think he could either divorce her, or he could ask her to star opposite him in a Western movie.
Sure. Go stand over there. Let me try this.
Right. I swear it's a prop gun.
Yeah.
Controversial live-action remake of Snow White hits theaters this Friday. And it's weird. They're complaining that Snow White reboot is just too woke. And if there's one Disney princess that needs to be woke, it's Sleeping Beauty, isn't it? I would think.
I would think, yeah.
Today is Great American Meat Out Day.
Meat Out.
Otherwise known as Jeffrey Toobin Day at CNN.
Oh, nice.
That's bad. Entertainment Weekly put together a list of the 25 best pairs of fictional best friends from movies and television. Who would you put up there in your top five?
Movies and television. I'd say Laurel and Hardy.
But obviously these are not as old as that because these are younger people that they're...
No. Well, then I don't know these younger people.
Yeah. They have Maverick and Goose from Top Gun, Wayne and Garth from SNL, Wayne's World.
That's a good one.
Woody and Buzz from Toy Story. Thelma and Louise. And finally, Bill and Ted from Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure, so to speak. What about Dan Rowan and Dean Martin?
Yeah.
They were hot.
Laugh in.
I'm going to ask your opinion on this. A woman in Texas hit the lottery for about $83.5 million last month. But they're not paying her because she bought the ticket through an app called Jackpocket. Have you heard of this app?
I have not.
Yeah, you can buy tickets at lotteries across the country through this. You download the app, and it's called Jackpocket, and you buy it, and you supposedly get a ticket, or you have a electronic ticket, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
But officials are looking into whether the win should count. Here she is and her lawyer talking about what happened.
I'm being treated as the bad guy. Never in a million years would think that there was anything sketchy or inappropriate.
We play by all the rules, and we're still playing by all the rules, and we expect that my client should be paid.
She had to disguise her voice to stay anonymous, but...
I was going to say, that's a woman?
Yeah, but... So what do you think? I mean, I just don't know all the details yet. I don't know. What do you get? Is it an e-ticket? Do the states recognize when Jackpocket buys a ticket? Is there reciprocity? There would be some kind of trail, wouldn't there?
It had to be in writing somewhere that we don't accept e-tickets or... You know, third-party tickets.
Yeah, that's fine. If there's a fine print, I have to look with the Maryland Lottery, and we'll have to ask Nick Mosby, who's now on the new Lottery Gaming Commission.
Yeah, okay.
Give him the money, you know? But I just think that's a huge story. I mean, here we go. Now, we have, electronics, and we've got the digital world meeting the real world here. And most of us have to go actually into the store and purchase our lottery tickets. And then you have to, you know, when you win something, you got to go in, take your ticket in, and claim it.
Right.
I don't know how it works with this Jackpocket thing. We'll have to look it up. But $83.5 million.
Fine print somewhere.
Yeah, probably right. All right, Chuck, seeing a couple. Appreciate that. You can join us here 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. Did you go to the rally, the tax revolt rally in Annapolis last night? I'm just curious if you did, what the atmosphere was like. From what I could see from the coverage on television, it was sparsely attended. Again, it was mostly the Maryland Freedom Caucus members were there, the seven Republican delegates, and I think Steve Hershey was there from the Senate side, and there were some business owners there, and there are a few taxpayers there as well. But it just it kind of sputtered to me. It just spinning your wheels is what we're doing here in the state of Maryland. One of these days, we're going to get a true opposition party. A little bit later on in the show, we'll talk with State Senator Justin Reedy about that and more. Coming up in our 8 o'clock hour here on The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot. You can join us 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680.
My name's Danny Manoff, and I am the President and CEO of Intrepid Paralegal Solutions, LLC. We're a unique company that helps attorneys run their practices more efficiently as certified Clio partners. And more importantly, we also help the average person that can't afford or doesn't want to use an attorney to deal with their legal issues. If you're a pro se litigant, we always feel you should seek counsel, but if you want to proceed with the help of experts, please be in touch. IPSvirtual.com. Thank you again.
Want the truth about investing in retirement? The stuff Wall Street does not want to tell you? What if there were a strategy to capture significant market gains without the risk of traditional markets? Interested? Bill O'Reilly here. Would you like a retirement strategy that allows you to retire with confidence without the fear of running out of money? Then please talk to Rod Barowie and the Safe Retirement Solutions team. 410-266-1120. 410-266-1120.
Joe Hartman here, owner of Perry Hall Investment Group. Now is a great time to sell your unwanted property for top dollar with no commissions or fees. Call me today at 410-989-5200. That's 410-989-5200.
The views and opinions you hear on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and WCBM.com are not necessarily those of the owners, management, employees, and advertisers of WCBM.
Hey everybody, Charlie Kirk here. Insightful news, commentary, the best guests you can imagine, and also we are diving deep into the issues that matter, the philosophy that is guiding the left, what you can do about it so we can fight to win. So join us every single day where we talk about why the Constitution is the greatest political document ever written, why America is the greatest nation ever to exist, and what the citizen can do to rise against the regime.
The Charlie Kirk Show, weeknights at 7 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Hartford County.
622, 22 minutes after the hour here on The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot. You can join us here, 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. We're talking about the tax revolt rally in Annapolis yesterday. We'll have some more sound coming up from that. The debate over the service tax heating up. We're now hearing that the service tax will be applied, but certainly not to everybody. But it looks like they're going after a lot of the IT, digital world, which is something that Governor Moore has said he wants to improve the overall environment. He wants to encourage. He wants to nurture. You know, like Northern Virginia right now has got this reputation as being very digital, tech friendly, and they want Maryland to be of equal footing. Well, if you're going to apply that service tax to them, guess what? They'll just opt to go to Virginia over Maryland. Now, somebody's not thinking in the governor's mansion right now. Probably just touching up their photograph, getting ready to run for president. 623, traffic and weather on the threes now. With the update, here's the king of all traffic, Chuck Whitaker.
Slowing on the Beltway, outer loop with a wreck. I'm not sure if it's on the shoulder yet or not. Outer loop near the BW Parkway. It's going to back up towards a ramp at Route 50. So it looks like some traffic is getting by, but there is a delay. Just looked at the camera back at the area just before the Parkway, and there is some slowing coming up the northeast side of the Capitol Beltway. The west side outer loop filling in quickly now, 795 to Frederick Road, with all the lanes clear. We'll start to see the heavier traffic now on 895 southbound in the area of the O'Donnell Street ramp. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Hi, I'm Kevin Mawai, Pro Football Hall of Famer. Over the years, my feet, knees, and back were in pain. That's why I turned to Good Feet Arch Supports, relieving pain and keeping me active. Try them for yourself with a free fitting and test walk. Visit goodfeet.com.
Weather Channel says cloudy this morning, scattered showers possible this afternoon, and a high of 68. It's partly cloudy, 44 in Severn, and it is 45 in Parkville. Best of the Morning Drive available each and every day, WCBM.com and our Rumble page. It's brought to you by the law offices of Michael A. Friedman. We invite you to check it out, as with all of our social media, be it Facebook, Instagram, X, as well as you can catch some of our stuff on YouTube and Rumble as well. So at the Tax Revolt, Rebuild rally in Annapolis last night. Delegate Lauren Erickson, she was on with us last week, had a message for the few that were in attendance.
Take your message to them. They need to know, I'm not going to vote for you. You're going to lose. Stop doing this stuff. God bless you guys. Have a great night.
Yeah, but that message was, if you're looking at how many people were there in attendance, it just would fall on deaf ears, in my humble opinion. And again, this isn't meant to disparage these delegates or anybody that attended, including former Governor Ehrlich or the people that did go. I mean, we thank you for the effort. But just, again, a little better thought, a little better planning. How do we effectively combat? How do we take the fight to them in the streets? Because we don't have the numbers in the Maryland General Insane Asylum. We just don't. And so it's going to be very difficult in fighting off these tax increases. And they know the businesses, that's the reason why they'll fold like a cheap tent on the McCormick business, because they know the last thing they want is a visual, especially the Governor Moore out there not wanting to have the McCormick, to lose McCormick on his watch. So, again, they'll find other ways. And as I said, Senate Oil Leader Steve Hershey put out a letter yesterday. And he said there appears to be some clarification that Democrat leadership in the General Assembly is now considering a business-to-business service tax that focuses only on the IT and data consulting services, which yields anywhere from $625 million to $940 million in projected revenue from the initial proposal. And he said, quote, the governor's trying to spin this as a win, telling business owners that his definition of not supporting a broad business-to-business service tax now means he's backing a bill that narrows the tax and targets consulting services in the IT and data industries while raising the rate from the originally proposed 2.5% up to 3%. So this move directly targets the very industries, the technology, the cybersecurity, the AI, and quantum that Governor Moore claims to be prioritizing for Maryland's economic growth. And Hershey asked, what's more concerning is that this change will have a catastrophic effect on the small minority, women, and veteran-owned businesses that are predominantly subcontracting programs and operate on slim margins to begin with. How do we grow our economy if we stifle innovation instead of driving efficiencies in government by relying on these industries? So, again, they're going to have to. We still don't have a budget yet, and so we're about 3 weeks out. What, 20 days remain or something? The session ends April the 7th, and we still do not have a definitive governor's budget. We don't have anything physically we can point to and say this is what the governor is proposing. And again, the speculation continues to swirl in Annapolis as these negotiations continue, is that there might be tweaking the sales tax a little bit. Remember, there was I think it was last year in the session they talked about taking the sales tax up a half a percent or whatever to 6.5%. So I don't know if that's still on the table or if they're talking about 7. Or remember, the city had asked they wanted a 2%. They wanted to go. Increase, it's more than 2%, an increase of 2 cents on the sales tax to go from 6 to 8 cents in the city. But I don't know if that's going to fly, but they may just do it statewide. I don't think they'll take it up to 8, but they could take it to 6.5 or 7. That way, there's pain for everybody involved. All of us would now feel that the pinch. And there's, again, the sugar tax is out, the sugary drink tax, the snack tax is going to be out. So, and the reason why I think they clear the decks, because they weren't going to double dip you on that one. They weren't going to charge you more in a sales tax and then hit you up with a sugary drink tax and a snack tax. They're just going to hit you on everything. Okay. I just read this morning where we have, what, $73 million in taxes from cannabis, from weed. Which is taxed at 9%. I think they're talking about taking that tax up as well. So, yeah, I think there is some agreement that they got to do something, and they're not going to cut the blueprint. Let's face it. They're just not going to cut that. That's anathema to the Democrat Party to try and do that. So, again, look, you go where the money is, and the money is in the middle class, and everybody feels the pain if you take the sales tax up, and I think that's what they're going to do in the end. We shall see. Stick with us. Let me know your thoughts. 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680, or you can email us at themorningdrive@WCBM.com or text in the show using the free WCBM mobile app. It's 630, and for Bruce Elliott, once again with news headlines, here's Julie Ryder.
Good morning. One man is dead and another wounded after a Wednesday evening shooting in northwest Baltimore. Officers found one of the victims in the 5400 block of Park Heights Avenue around 5:30. He was pronounced dead at an area hospital. Around the same time, a second victim turned up at a hospital for treatment, and police determined he'd been shot at the same location. That victim is in stable condition. The Maryland Freedom Caucus held what they called a tax revolt rally on Lawyers Mall in Annapolis. The Republican lawmakers were joined by community leaders, business owners, and former Governor Bob Ehrlich on Wednesday to stand against tax increases being proposed in the General Assembly. The caucus says Marylanders are being hit with higher taxes, new taxes, and fees, but Democrats are not cutting enough spending. Baltimore County Delegate Kathy Shalega says politicians are increasing the already bloated budget, and they're looking for any tax and every tax to raise. Harford County Public Schools begin using open gate weapons detection systems in schools over the next several weeks. Officials say they will primarily be used at high schools, and they can also be moved to middle and elementary schools as needed. The system's portable and can also be used for school events like dances. When in use, all students, staff, and visitors will need to go through the system. A 19-year-old convicted of murdering a teen from Lancaster in Baltimore will spend the rest of his life in prison. The sentence was handed down earlier this month to Marquez Harris for the death of 18-year-old Carlos Carazana Ricardo in November 2023. Authorities said Carazana Ricardo was shot and killed after he decided he was not interested in a car that Harris was trying to sell him. Harris was found guilty of first-degree murder last September. And a suspected IED led to the evacuation of Boonsboro High School Wednesday. The bomb squad and explosive detection canines were called in to investigate the item that was found in a student's backpack. It turned out to be a look-alike hoax device. Coming up, we'll check traffic, plus the exclusive Weather Channel forecast.
Hey, attention, Maryland business owners. Did you know that you've been paying into a program that can upgrade your lighting for free? Now, it's called Empower Maryland, and if you don't use it, you lose it. Now, every month, your electric bill includes a small charge that funds energy-saving upgrades, and now you can claim your share to replace any bulb or fixture with new energy-efficient LED fixtures at zero cost to you. Here's how it works. If we can reduce your energy use by 30% or more, you qualify for a 100% free lighting upgrade, whether you own an office, a church, or even a government building. And these LEDs, they last up to 20 years. Now, last year alone, we completed 424 projects, saving Maryland businesses thousands of dollars. So don't miss out. Call now, 855-4-FREE-LED. Call now, 855-4-FREE-LED. No job is too big or too small. Call now. Start saving today.
Last night's lottery numbers, the pick 3, 654, and the pick 4 was 8048. Now traffic and weather on the 3s. Here's Chuck Whitaker.
The west side outer loop now is filled in. We'll call it 795 down to Frederick Road, so that's your normal delay. You know it's there every day. After Frederick Road, much better down the hill towards 95. The old Harbor Tunnel now, some brake lights beginning at O'Donnell Street. Fort McHenry Tunnel still good. Capitol Beltway has a wreck on the outer loop. Very close to the BW Parkway, and the delays are going back about two or three exits, maybe backing up towards the area at Route 214. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Rain on the way, doesn't hang around very long. Showers for the afternoon today. 68 the high. Sunny and dry through the weekend. Tomorrow, breezy, cooler, 58. Saturday warms up, 64 Saturday. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Hi, I'm Kyle at Blinds.com, and we sell custom blinds, shades, and shutters at low prices. Our blinds are handcrafted to fit your windows, and if they don't, for any reason, we'll remake them for free. Your satisfaction is always guaranteed at Blinds.com.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 635 Sports is brought to you by Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover specialists. Well, the Birds were off yesterday, and now only four exhibition games remain for Baltimore before opening day in Boston 1 week from today. Yesterday, the recently demoted Kobe Mayo took to social media to clarify his comments from a day earlier. Mayo saying his frustration for being optioned were not directed at the Orioles organization, and he would be the first one to admit he didn't do enough in spring to earn an opening day roster spot. Other baseball news, nine-time All-Star closer and former Orioles Craig Kimbrell and James McCann have agreed to minor league deals with the Braves. Kimbrell trying to revive his career with his former team. More from newly signed Ravens wide receiver DeAndre Hopkins as the NFL's active leader in receptions settles in with his new teammates. Hopkins telling the media just how good of a fit this is for him and Baltimore.
From the head coach down, man, I feel like everyone, man, they compete. They're dogs. And I feel like this organization, this team matches who I am.
Meanwhile, newly signed backup quarterback Cooper Rush was a guest on the Ravens podcast called The Lounge and was asked the backstory of his coming to Baltimore.
Came out of nowhere and was super excited when, you know, my agent said the Ravens called. Obviously, from afar, there in Dallas, you see the Ravens are a well-run, good organization. Obviously, tons of success, especially recently. So it was like, wow, okay, this is sweet. And it materialized, and here we are.
NCAA men's basketball tournament gets underway in earnest today. 16 games beginning at noon with Louisville and Clayton, Creighton. Last night, Xavier earned a first-round match, beating Texas, and Mount St. Mary's gets Duke tomorrow after an 83-72 win over American University. Meanwhile, Maryland has landed in Seattle, getting ready for its first-round game tomorrow afternoon against the Antelopes of Grand Canyon University. Antelopes are among the fastest mammals on the planet, and Terps head coach Kevin Willard says GCU lives up to their mascot.
They play fast. They've been there before. The best thing I know about it is I have tremendous respect for how good of a coach Bryce is.
Talking about Bryce Drew, the Lopes head coach. And finally, in honor of the NCAA tournament, thought we'd remember some of the great calls, some of the great moments of past tournaments. Who can ever forget this one? Going all the way back to 2005, Gus Johnson at the mic. It was Vermont and Syracuse in an opening round game with about a minute left to play.
UVM. Tell you once again, comes down to fundamentals.
Oh my goodness! Sorrentine hit that one from the parking lot.
Hit that one from the parking lot. TJ Sorrentine with a 35-foot three-pointer. That wasn't the game winner, but it was the dagger. And Vermont goes on to upset Syracuse and Jim Boeheim in 2005. The time now is 6:37 when we return. And I know Sean has talked about this before. Just how fast is an antelope?
Attention federal employees, are you planning to retire or already retired? Let Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover services specialist, help you explore your options.
Keeping your money in the TSP means limited investment options, withdrawal restrictions, and no personalized advice.
Have other retirement plans? We can help with those too. Greben Wealth Management offers a full array of financial services.
Call Greben Wealth Management at 410-356-0111 and secure a prosperous retirement.
Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor. Member FINRA SIPC.
So, have you ever seen an antelope, by the way?
Yes, but not in the wild. I've seen them in the zoo.
Okay.
Yeah.
Gotcha. In the Maryland Zoo?
No.
Okay. So, we don't have them here in Maryland. At the National Zoo?
Yes.
Okay. So, down in D.C.?
Mm-hmm.
Woodley.
Or Connecticut.
Okay, right. So, how fast are they? Okay. They're not the fastest mammal. The cheetah is the fastest.
What, 85 miles
up to 85 miles an hour, exactly. Yeah. But they're faster than deer.
Okay.
Deer can go up to 50 miles per hour. Antelopes are right in the middle. They go up to about 65 miles per hour. So this is going to be quite a test for the turtles to take on the antelope. That's what I was getting to in the first place.
I knew there was a sports connection there somewhere. I knew you were auditioning for Wild Kingdom again.
Yeah, Marlon Perkins. One of the slowest mammals against one of the fastest mammals. It should be a fascinating match.
As long as the slowest mammal covers the fastest mammal at the end of the game.
Ole, 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 ole.
The Terps will
just
have a chance.
Go right on by.
Get those brackets in by noon today.
There you go.
All right, thanks, Gary. 6:38, 22 minutes now before the hour of 7 o'clock. Al in Bel Air. Good morning, Al.
Well, good morning. How are you this morning?
I'm fine, sir. Thank you.
Oh, Al, I
this thing is very, very frustrating. It seems like every day there's some new way that these guys want to take money from us.
Absolutely.
And so I began to pursue this and try to find out, because I heard about the snack tax. I heard about this 75-cent fee. I've heard about all these things. So I said, well, I'm going to try to find out about this and get a hold of my representative. Well, boy, that was a frustrating situation. I got a hold of my senator's office, my delegate's office. The people answered the phone. They didn't have information. They said they'd call me back. They haven't. It's been a mess. Now, the rally you talked about yesterday, I didn't even know about that. And I was one of the questions I ask is, has CBM been advertising that? And you're getting the woman.
Yeah, here's how it worked. I got an email from the Maryland Freedom Caucus from their communications director, who, by the way, is very, very good. And I got that, I think it was late last week. And so, yeah, we have announced it on this show at least four or five times. I know Kim has also announced it on her show four or five times. I don't know if Kim made it there last night or not. I did not see her. She was trying to plan to go. She wanted to get a chance to speak. But so, yeah, we announced it. Could we have announced it more? Maybe. But here's the thing. It wasn't our event. It was the Maryland Freedom Caucus event. We have an open-door policy. They could have come on any one of our shows and talked about it at great length, but nobody did.
Well, that's our problem with the whole situation. Something that I might suggest you might also do, because I don't listen to you 24 hours a day.
That's your first mistake, Al.
That's right. But and calling these offices, I'm trying to find out bill numbers. And again, the people that answer the phone, they don't seem to know. So I went into the Maryland, whatever the hell website it is.
Right.
And I found the one about the 75-cent fee. It was on page 90 of whatever document I got into. And, of course, I was interested in several bills. You can't spend your time doing that.
Yeah, the best thing I could tell you is that sometimes if you give the topic and just, you know, of the, like, the 75 cents delivery fee, Maryland General Assembly, if you put in a search engine, it'll pop up. So you don't have to spend all that time looking through that website. But we do announce the bill numbers when we talk about them and so on and so forth. Well, it's just hard. There's so many. There's thousands of bills. There are pre-filed bills, and then there are bills that come up, and then there are bills that are like sneak attack bills, like this this one that came in on the service.
Oh, it's unbelievable.
Yeah.
I just make one final recommendation.
Sure.
I'm sure so many people have no idea who the delegate is or who the senator is. And I finally found there's a good website where a person just puts their address in.
Right.
And you get the person right away. Another website, they show you a map, and you have to do all that sort of thing. So I would suggest maybe that you might be able to do something like that also.
Yeah, we can do that. We certainly can broadcast that. And there are ways you can put your address in. Sometimes you put your zip code in, and you get the overall. But look, this is on us, okay? I know there's a lot that we can be a conduit of information, but each one of us as taxpayers, we have the personal responsibility to get that information.
Find out, like you did. That's why I'm calling you.
Thanks, sir.
Okay, thanks a lot.
All right, have a great one. Nice. Thanks for calling in here to the program. All right, still to come. The Democrats are really going after Tesla, and we have got an update. And you know, the creator of Dilbert, Scott Adams, he had a great piece, a great rant the other day on social media. I wanted to share it with you, and he made a great point how Republicans are always talking about building things, doing things, building up America, making America great again. Democrats are always talking about tearing it down, destroying things. We'll have Scott Adams coming up in just a second. 6:43 traffic and weather on the threes. Now with the update, the king of all traffic, Lugnuts Johnson.
Both the tunnels still running really without any major problems right now. We're about 5 to 6 minutes at the most. Currently, 95 and 895. The west side beltway, yeah, you're pretty solid there. 795 down through Frederick Road. Parkville side, the interloop through Pikesville, still good to go through there as well. The ride through Annapolis, no complaints. Coming off the Bay Bridge with the lanes clear to the Severn River Bridge and I-97. That backup will occur within the next 45 minutes to an hour. 97 southbound at Route 32. Two different accidents now. Capitol Beltway outer loop near the BW Parkway. Outer loop just after New Hampshire Avenue. Delays on that east side and northeast side of the Capitol Beltway. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Weather Channel says cloudy start to the day. Scattered showers possible later this afternoon and a high of 68. And right now it is 45 in Glen Vernie under partly cloudy skies, 44 clear in Bel Air. We've got Alan in the Harwood. It says, Sean, most of the Anne Arundel County Republican leaders and organizers who would have come to the rally were at the Anne Arundel County Lincoln and Reagan dinner being held last night at the same time. Okay, that does not surprise me that nobody bothered to check. All right, let's head out to the Chuck Wagon. Latest items trending in the food and beverage world. Public service for our listeners. In the name of Butterball Johnson.
That's right, Vic. Look at those steaming weenies.
Today's the first day of spring, and if I told you on the first day of spring you could get a complimentary dip, no, it does not involve Chuck Whitaker.
Thank you very much.
Dairy Queen holding its annual free cone day today on the first day of giving out free vanilla soft serve cones while supplies last at your participating Dairy Queen. So enjoy the spring. Little Caesars testing a new double pepperoni crazy crust pizza deal for limited times in certain markets. McDonald's is now testing a breakfast bagel sandwich nationwide. They're now on the menu at participating locations. So you can get most of your, like, you know, the Egg McMuffin on the English muffin. You can get an Egg McBagel, I guess. I don't even know if they're calling it the McBagel, but just made that one up.
Well, there you go. They take your idea, you can sue them.
Exactly. and lose miserably. Yeah, right. Jolly Rancher launches the freeze-dried candy for a crunchy twist on classic flavors. If you're a Jolly Rancher fan, you can now get freeze-dried green apple, blue raspberry, and watermelon Jolly Rancher candies. Trader Joe's now has a decadent dark chocolate peanut butter beer.
Beer?
Well, it's dark chocolate peanut butter porter, imperial porter with peanut butter and natural flavors.
No.
It's got a robust 9.2% alcohol beverage content.
Ooh.
So
that makes it a little better.
Yeah. Won't be much jelly on that peanut butter, I can tell you that right now.
A couple of bottles of that, you don't care what you're drinking.
And finally, one of our favorite spots. In fact, we did an appearance there last year at Expectation.
Oh, yeah.
In Timonium, I think. They now have a new one in Columbia.
Oh.
Expectation in downtown Columbia, of course, opening earlier this month. And that's made the second time they were in Howard County. The original one was located in Ellicott City. And I think that one, I don't know if that one's still open or not. But so now Columbia has its own Expectation. There's one in Owings Mills as well. So, and with the price of eggs right now, make sure you are, you'll save up for your visit to Expectation. But boy, do they have really good food.
Oh, I bet they do.
They're,
sounds good.
Yeah, their breakfast stuff and their lunch stuff is really, really good. And so they have some really great combinations.
Make an attempt to go there while I'm in town.
Yes, for you, when you come in town for the Chuck Roast coming up shortly in June. All right, Chuck, seeing a couple. Appreciate that. Scott Adams, he's the creator of Dilbert. I want to play this. It's kind of a long clip, but I think he starts off talking about, and we edited that out, how Republicans are always building things and looking to the future, making America great again. It's a positive message. Democrats, not so much.
Lay the list of things that Democrats did. And let me ask you this before I read the list. Does this sound like they're even pro-America? Or does it sound like their intention is to destroy America? Now, I realize how crazy that sounds. But just listen to the list. So we had the whole COVID mandates, one of the most destructive things that's ever happened in America. We had the open borders, that's hard to understand except in terms of destroying the country. They seem to be anti all forms of energy, and we know that the more energy, the more successful you are, so that's anti-civilization. We know that the teachers' unions, in my opinion, are the biggest reason that children are not well-educated, which means that the future is being sacrificed for the teachers' union, which is just an organ of the Democrats. We know that they're doing the Tesla protests and trying to take down one of the most innovative, forward-thinking, pro-climate companies in the United States. Not one of, maybe the greatest company in the United States. Now, how in the world do they justify that when not long ago Elon was a hero to them, and it's the same car company? And it's like, oh, well, at least we got this one car company that's going to save the climate. according to them. Then you've got these activist judges, we'll talk about that, creating a constitutional crisis. Then, of course, you have DEI, which Trump is thankfully unwinding. But DEI, on paper, will destroy your country because it's a move away from competence and a move toward identity. There's no way that could work in the long run. And then we have all these swatting attacks. These are all insanely destructive. And it seems to be all they have. All they have is, let's see if we can destroy Republicans by calling them domestic terrorists. Let's see if we can destroy Trump and his entire family and his entire business. Let's see if we can destroy everything. I mean, everything they do has this characteristic that it would destroy the country. And it's hard to look at all of those things on the list. Like, these are the major things. They're not the minor things. These are the major things they're doing. It seems like they don't have any instinct for survival, and they have a great instinct to destruction.
That's just an incredible point made by the Dilbert creator, Scott Adams. They're by nature a destructive party. It wasn't always that way. Your father's Democrat Party and your mother's Democrat Party, the Kennedy Democrats, were not. They looked to build things. They wanted to put a man on the moon. They were a party that was largely positive. But now the progressive Marxists have completely hijacked this party, and they've become a destructive force. And more evidence of how they hate America coming up next when we play something that Tampon Tim said just the other day. 6:50, 10 before the hour of 7 o'clock, you're listening to The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot.
And now for the Institute on the Constitution, here's Michael Anthony Peruca with The American View.
Recently confirmed Secretary of Education Linda McMahon has released what she calls the final mission for the Department of Education, as the Trump administration appears to be laying the groundwork for the agency's dismantling. President Trump has expressed his belief that the administration of education should be returned to the states. And while we applaud the dismantling of an unconstitutional scheme of federal involvement, we are concerned about his statement since the involvement of states and county governments is also dangerous and destructive. This is because the education and training of children cannot be separated from the worldview in which it is presented. For decades, the public schools have been a change agent designed to impose a communist, secular humanistic, anti-American worldview on the children of America. This has become manifest recently in the promotion of diversity, equity, and inclusion programs and the promotion of a gender transition agenda that is kept secret from the parents. So it is hopeful to see that in a list of goals posted to the Education Department's website, Secretary McMahon declared that parents are the primary decision makers in their children's education. Well, amen. You see, when the state seeks to do that which it has no authority to do, it cannot possibly do it well. For more than a century and a half, public education has been a dreadful failure because there is no right way to do a wrong thing. And government-run education is a wrong thing. This is Michael Anthony Peruca for Institute on the Constitution, bringing you The American View.
Want the truth about investing in retirement? The stuff Wall Street does not want to tell you? What if there were a strategy to capture significant market gains without the risk of traditional markets? Interested? Bill O'Reilly here. Would you like a retirement strategy that allows you to retire with confidence without the fear of running out of money? Then please talk to Rod Barowie and the Safe Retirement Solutions team. 410-266-1120. 410-266-1120.
Time to listen to you, the listener. Go to WCBM.com and vote on WCBM's latest poll. It's fun, it's fast, and let us know what you want more of on WCBM.com.
6:53, coming up on traffic and weather on the threes. Once again, we've got the king of all traffic, Chuck LaBody Whitaker.
Just in the last 15 minutes or so, 95 started to back up, and it went past the O'Donnell Street ramp, and now is backing up even before the Eastern Avenue ramp, and 895 now is backed up towards the Urban Avenue ramp. So now we've gone from 4, 5, 6 minutes up to about 15 to 20 minutes now, southbound, with the lanes open at both the Harbor Tunnels. Just looking at the south end of the Fort McHenry Tunnel, everybody's going in. They're all coming out southbound towards Key Highway, so nothing major right now. The west side outer loop, yep, they're already 795 down to Frederick Road. JFX, you're clear. They're doing the construction work, and they work during rush hour, northbound 95 at Route 24 in Harford County. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Weather Channel says cloudy start. Scattered showers possible later today, 68. And it's going to be sunny and dry through the weekend, but a little bit cooler right now. 47 and cloudy in Edgewater, 45 in the city. Scott Adams, the creator of Dilbert, making a great point that Democrats have become nothing more than a destructive force. They don't like America as it's currently constructed, so they want to tear it down. They want to destroy it. That explains the open borders. That explains the DEI. That explains all this wokeness, this Marxism, this cultural Marxism. That explains indoctrinating our children into gender fluidity and on the stuff that they're trying to teach in schools. Tampon Tim was a governor of the state of Minnesota and ran for vice president. I want you to listen to what he said about Tesla yesterday.
Saying on my phone, I don't know, some of you know this on the iPhone, they've got that little stock app. I added Tesla to it to give me a little boost during the day. 225 and dropping. So, and if you own one, we're not blaming you. You can take dental floss and pull the Tesla thing off, you know, and take out, just telling you.
Now, here's an American governor rooting against an American company, saying he bought it to watch it so he could drop. Is there anything that's not more emblematic of the problem with the Democrat Party today, rooting against America, rooting against American companies? Again, I just think it's just an amazing concept that they would do this. Rick Wilson, you know, he's one of these neocon, uniparty, establishment Republicans. He went out and did a campaign, kill a Tesla and save the country. That's what he put out on all of social media. This is the same guy who said this.
And the donor class can't just sit back on the sidelines and say, oh, well, don't worry, this will all work itself out. They're still going to have to go out and put a bullet in Donald Trump. And that's a fact.
And I don't know if the Secret Service ever visited this guy. I don't know. They should. They should have visited him. They should have been sanctioned. That's not freedom of speech. That's call to action. Put a bullet. This is a guy that now is egging people on to set fire to Teslas to destroy them. And the White House Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt discussed that yesterday from her podium.
Many of them are Democrats, by the way. Democrats were big supporters of Tesla and of electric vehicles until Elon Musk decided to vote for Donald Trump.
Yeah, Democrats. These are Democrats that are doing this. These aren't Republicans setting them on fire, keying them, throwing doo-doo on them. I've seen all sorts of videos in the last 48 hours. And Congresswoman Anna Paulina Luna says they need to pay.
I hope that AG Pam Bondi brings the maximum penalties for these people, because unfortunately that's the only way they're going to learn.
Now, what did I say yesterday? I said it's time for Pam, Cash, and Dan, right, to speak up. Now, I don't know if they were listening to the show or not. Probably not. But in this particular case, yesterday, Attorney General Pam Bondi announced DOJ has filed charges against people who allegedly damaged Tesla property, and they did not immediately respond to requests for further information, but they're seeking five-year sentences, minimums, for all Tesla property damage. Personally, I think it should be more, but at least that's a good start. DHS Secretary Kristi Noem issued a powerful statement in response to the radical left agitators who are swatting influential conservatives. And so she basically put out a statement yesterday, broke her silence in a post. She said, under President Trump's leadership, we will not sit idly by as a conservative new media and their families are being targeted by false swatting. This is an attack on law enforcement, innocent families. We will prosecute it as such. And when you do that, make a big stink about it. Put together a Merrick Garland press conference. Have everybody in the Justice Department standing behind you when you do it. The National Police Association has come out and responded to the swatting surge after Owen Schroyer from InfoWars recently became the latest target of swatting. And they have said, they've put out a statement on the surge and the swatted related incidents, saying that the National Police Association denounces this weaponization of law enforcement against its own citizens and urges the media, political leadership, the public, and American law enforcement to be aware of and speak out against this disturbing trend. It is very, very disturbing, and somebody's going to get hurt or killed as a result of this. And finally, the new deputy director of the FBI, Dan Bongino, put this post on X saying, quote, communication and transparency are my priorities. We work for you, the American citizen. Our teams are actively working on the Tesla incidents and the swatting incidents along with our other responsibilities to keep the homeland safe. Thank you, Dan. Well, thank you, Pam, Cash, Dan, Christy, for, you know, urgency. I think that I now get a sense there's some urgency in this administration to address this. This cannot be allowed to stand. All right, coming up after the 7 o'clock news, Steve Bannon made a bold prediction last night, and we'll tell you what that is. The latest Doge discovery, and we'll talk about the accounting executive saying the blueprint for the future is grossly unaffordable, and Democrats need to rescind it, and they need to do it now.
This is the right choice for Maryland. Talk Radio 680
WCBN Baltimore. News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. The Justice Department playing hardball with a federal district judge over the administration's deportation policy.
The DOJ is resisting a federal judge's demand for more information about flights that took deportees to El Salvador over the weekend. It argues that the court is intruding in the executive branch's authority. White House Press Secretary Caroline Levitt.
We have judges who are acting as partisan activists from the bench.
The administration has until noon today to either provide the requested information or to make a claim that it must be withheld because it would harm state secrets. Greg Clugston, the White House.
An executive order expected to be signed today by President Trump could set the stage for a constitutional showdown. The order abolishes the congressionally created Department of Education. Doing away with the agency is something Mr. Trump had promised during the campaign. The Israeli military reinstating a blockade on northern Gaza, including Gaza City. The move comes as Israeli airstrikes on Hamas targets in Gaza increase in intensity. The Palestinians say there have been heavy civilian casualties. Military leaders from countries across Europe and beyond meeting outside of London, discussing specifics of an international peacekeeping force for Ukraine. The power of prayer on full display in the Oval Office, with clergy members visiting the president the other day.
The White House posted an image of the leaders gathered in prayer around President Trump as he sat at his desk. In February, President Trump signed an executive order to establish the White House Faith Office as part of the Domestic Policy Council. The order states the new office will consult with faith leaders on various topics, including defending religious liberty.
That's correspondent Tayshia Stevens. On Wall Street, stock futures have turned negative. The Dow futures down 267 points. NASDAQ futures off 184. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Important Social Security news. President Trump's Doge chief, Elon Musk, says Social Security is a Ponzi scheme. And he says there's so much fraud, it's the big one to eliminate. Now, Rob Finnerty is on Newsmax tonight, warning that your Social Security could be in danger. Already, Doge is slashing half the Social Security offices across the nation. Rob Finnerty says that's wrong. Millions will find their benefits denied. You paid into Social Security all your life. Now, Rob Finnerty exposes the lies about Social Security and why it must be protected. Watch Rob's special series on the dangers to Social Security at 8 p.m. Eastern Time. Find Newsmax on all major cable systems or download the free Newsmax app. Millions of Americans are switching to Newsmax because it's news they can trust. It's real news for real people.
Good morning. It's 7:03 with traffic and weather on the threes. Here's Chuck Whitaker.
Construction delays, at least 10, maybe 15 minutes right now, northbound 95. They get in there and they work during drive time, during rush hour, northbound at Route 24, 76-mile marker. They limit it down to two lanes, and with that, almost a mile back up, maybe even a little bit more already as you're going north through Harford County. Beltway filled in a little bit down the outer loop at Harford Road. The west side was already busy from 795 down through Frederick Road, and already delays anywhere from 20 to 25 minutes now southbound going into both the harbor tunnels. A couple of accidents earlier, Capitol Beltway outer loop near the parkway, and then again on the outer loop after New Hampshire Avenue. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Rain on the way, doesn't hang around very long. Showers for the afternoon today. 68 the high. Sunny and dry through the weekend. Tomorrow, breezy, cooler, 58. Saturday warms up, 64 Saturday. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
I'm Julie Ryder with the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center. Former Baltimore City Council President Nick Mosby has been approved for a seat on the Maryland Lottery and Gaming Commission. Mosby's appointment won approval in the state Senate today and Last month, Governor Wes Moore appointed Mosby to the commission that oversees lottery, casino, and sports wagering operations, regulations, and contracts. Mosby will be one of seven members on the board who serve five-year terms. Maryland's junior Senator Angela Alsobrooks continues her state tour today as she visits constituents in Baltimore with meetings and town halls. And cell phone video of a deadly shooting in Baltimore City has gone viral. 31-year-old Shaikima Turner was shot just before 6 p.m. Tuesday in the 700 block of East Preston Street. She was taken to a hospital where she died. The video shows a woman with a gun chasing Turner down and firing her weapon while other people were out on the street. A witness told local TV the incident started with arguments over a man. Detectives reviewing the video and speaking with those involved. Up next, it's Stein on Sports.
Have you heard of plantar fasciitis? Hi, it's Jonathan Cotton with the Good Feet Store. Imagine jumping off the back of a pickup truck onto some rocks. That's what it felt like when I was suffering from plantar fasciitis. After searching and trying so many other products, I finally found relief with Good Feet Arch Supports, and they still keep me running today. Now I get to help others who are struggling with plantar fasciitis to live their life pain-free. Here's another customer sharing their Good Feet story.
Plantar fasciitis feels like pointed, sharp pain. It just hurts all the time. It feels like your foot is squeezing on itself. When I drove past the Good Feet store, I thought, I'm just going to stop in. They wanted to make sure that they gave me the right arch support that were personally fitted just for me. Then it was like, okay, this is something special. These make a difference.
The Good Feet store is in Annapolis, Columbia, Hunt Valley, and in White Marsh, with other locations across greater D.C. and Baltimore. Visit goodfeet.com to book your appointment today.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Orioles and Yankees tonight at 6:05 from Sarasota, and you can watch it on Masson. A chance for Orioles fans to see Tomioki Sugano spin that baseball. Sugano stellar this spring, 4 games, 10.1 innings pitched, no runs allowed for the Japanese free agent. Meanwhile, Kobe Mayo took to social media yesterday to clarify his outburst after being optioned on Tuesday, saying he didn't do enough himself, he would admit, to earn a roster spot. A little more from New Ravens backup quarterback Cooper Rush, the first time Baltimore has invested in a backup since Lamar basically came to town. Cooper was an undrafted free agent when he caught on with the Cowboys back in 2017 and said candidly that even he wouldn't have spent a draft choice on him back then.
A lot of the physical traits don't jump off the tape. I'm never going to impress anybody in shorts throwing the ball. But I think I was fortunate enough to play 4 years in college, so a lot of ball. And a lot of situational type things. And
a man who knows who he is. NCAA men's tournament begins in earnest today. Last night, the Mount earned a trip, a first-round tilt with Duke after beating American University, who lost their star forward Matt Rogers after just 4 minutes of the game. Here's Rogers after the game.
I tried to give him my all tonight. I feel like I still had a lot left in my heart for these guys because y'all don't know what goes into this process of being a college basketball player. It's really hard. Every day, you got to go to class, you got to wait, practice, and then it's just repeat. And there's so much hours that go into this.
Meanwhile, Navy men's basketball head coach Ed DeCellis announced his retirement yesterday. DeCellis spent 14 years and coached a school record 426 games at the Naval Academy. DeCellis' 29-year coaching career in all included stints at Penn State and East Tennessee State. He's one of only seven active head coaches in the NCAA to win at least 100 games at three different schools. Coming up in 30 minutes, the athletic department at UPenn comes under scrutiny. And that is Stein on Sports.
Since 2004, Jim Barbie Automotive in White Marsh has been your trusted name in automotive diagnostics and repair. Located at 10821 Philadelphia Road, we deliver dealer quality parts and service without the dealer price tag. Need fleet services? We got you covered. Our ASE certified technicians guarantee top-notch results for your vehicle. Call 410-335-8848. That's 410-335-8848. Or visit JimBarbieAutomotive.com. Jim Barbie Automotive, where quality doesn't cost, it pays off.
Notice how much entertainment costs have risen lately? Satellite radio is $10 to $25 a month. Netflix costs $7 to $23 a month. The movies are $9 to $15 a month. WCBM Radio and the WCBM Radio app are free. Download it today from your app store.
Welcome back. This is The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Hour number two here on The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot. Talk Radio 680 WCBM 99.9 FM. In Hartford County, the right choice for Maryland. Coming up in this hour, we're going to take a look at several stories, including the one county executive saying the blueprint for the future is grossly unaffordable and they need to go back to the drawing board or just rescind it entirely. We can't afford it. We just can't afford it right now based on structural budget deficits, which are just growing by leaps and bounds. We got the latest Doge discovery for you. Nick Mosby is back at it again. But we're going to lead today with Stephen K. Bannon, the former White House advisor, and, of course, he of hosting the War Room, who went to prison on a contempt charge, lawfare. That put him in prison for a federal prison for up to 4 months, where he, by the way, taught a constitutional class. He taught civics while he was in there. It was their idea, not his. So it's interesting when Steve Bannon says something like this. I mean, a lot of people could say it, and you think, okay, he's joking. He's not really serious about this. But I think once you hear it, we'll play it, and then we'll discuss it. I think he's dead serious about this bold prediction.
I'm a firm believer that President Trump will run and win again in 2028. So I've already endorsed President Trump. A man like this comes along once every century if we're lucky. We've got him now. He's on fire. And I'm a huge supporter. Want to see him again in 2028.
And that was on News Nation with anchor Chris Cuomo last night. Cuomo basically said, can you give me any hints here on how you're going to do this? And they immediately go to, you're not talking about insurrection, are you? And then he goes, no, we're big believers in democracy. But he did hint that he thinks that it might have to do, he said, quote, we're working on it. I think we have a couple of alternatives. Let's say that we'll see what the definition of term limit is. End of quote. So let me read to you what the 22nd Amendment of the Constitution says. Quote, no person shall be elected to the office of the president more than twice, and no person who has held the office of president or acted as president for more than 2 years of a term to which some other person was elected president shall be elected to the office of the president more than once. So that would seem to rule out that one of the theories was Vance would head up the top of the ticket and Trump would run as vice president in 28. Then Vance could step down and but I don't buy that. I don't think that's going to happen. I think, and I'm just spitballing here, and I want you to put your thinking caps on and see if you can come up with a workaround here. Because who is the only individual that is term limited in our government? It's the office of the president, correct? After FDR did the four terms, that's when they passed the 22nd Amendment. There are currently no term limits on members of Congress. There are no term limits on Supreme Court justices or on judges named to the federal level for either appellate or circuit. Once they get in, it's for life. So maybe Bannon is talking about we're going to challenge the constitutionality of the term limit itself. And that might be a test case or this is a president is elected, electoral college. Popular vote doesn't matter, and maybe they're gonna say it's unfair to term limit one individual. It throws off our checks and balances. I'm reaching here, but I'm guessing that's where they might be going. What do you think? 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. It's grist for the mill, I'm sure. Chuck Whitaker is with us now with the latest on traffic weather on the threes. Chuck?
And southbound 795 with a new problem. Report of an accident, maybe to the shoulder already, but it's slow southbound here at the bridge at McDonough Road. The accident was very close to the Beltway, and we can see that it's having an impact on the Beltway because the traffic is stacked up on 795. So it's helping the Beltway a little bit right at that area, but we see traffic coming on the ramp from 795 south. So we're getting by, but we're backed up not quite to Owings Mills Boulevard, but close enough that you need to use caution through that area. Both the tunnels already slow southbound this morning, working their way back towards the area of the city county line. That ongoing construction that they do during drive time causing problems on 95 northbound, the construction at Route 24 in Harford County. And construction is underway downtown. They're working on some hang on a second, I've got to clear my throat. They're clearing some underground gas lines in the area of Guilford Avenue, Madison Street, and Monument Street. And Chuck Kistler just called me and said, pretty good backup now downtown in that area. All the streets locally are affected, and there are some local detours underway. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your WCBM Weather Channel forecast. We start off cloudy day today. Scattered showers maybe later this afternoon, 68. Then the weekend is going to be sunny and dry and cooler. Breezy 58 tomorrow. A little warmer on Saturday, 64. Pretty much the same for Sunday. Right now it's partly cloudy, 45 in Bel Air, and it is 45 in Parkville. And time for our MAGA movement update.
From this moment on, America's decline is over. For American citizens, January 20th, 2025 is Liberation Day.
Hi, yesterday President Trump spoke to Ukraine President Volodymyr Zelensky and put this on Truth Social. Just completed a very good telephone call with President Zelensky of Ukraine. It lasted approximately 1 hour. Much of the discussion was based on the call made yesterday with Putin in order to align both Russia and Ukraine in terms of their requests and needs. We are very much on track. I will ask Secretary of State Marco Rubio and National Security Advisor Michael Waltz to give an accurate description of the points discussed. That statement will be out shortly. So, good call with Putin. Good call with Zelensky. Now they're going to meet, I think, in Jeddah, Saudi Arabia, at some point next week. And they're going to sit down and see if they can hammer out details. Ceasefires are very messy things, especially when they first start. So we'll wait and see. Keep our fingers crossed. Maybe peace will break out. Look, I don't know what President Trump sees in Laura Ingraham, but he definitely sees something. I know he called out Jackie Heinrich, the Fox News reporter, the other day, saying that she's better suited to CNN. And I would tell you, Laura Ingraham was one of the first one to bolt over J6. Okay, she left him, high and dry on the J6 step. Remember when their emails leaked out, their texts between Sean Hannity and Laura Ingraham and so on and so forth? She was the first one to throw him under the bus. But yet, he gave her an interview the other day, and it got a little combative at in certain points of the interview.
You're tougher with Canada than you are with some of our biggest adversaries.
Only because it's meant to be our 51st state.
But
listen to this for a second.
We need their territory. They have territorial advantage. We're not going to let them get close to China.
Look, right? I deal with every country, indirectly or directly. One of the nastiest countries to deal with is Canada. The people that, now this was Trudeau, the people that good old Justin, I call him Governor Trudeau, his people were nasty. And they weren't telling the truth. They never told the truth. You know that, they'd say, well, we don't charge. Well, they do. They charge tremendous. They charge tremendous. And if you look at dairy products, what they've done to our farmers, I'd go up to Iowa. I'd go up to different places, Nebraska, and they would always complain about Canada, how they get ripped off. Do you know that Canada has a 250% tariff? 250. Nobody knows that. They charge us numbers that are crazy.
But
we have a very big deficit with Canada. And there's no reason, much more, we have much more.
I don't think so.
Just so you understand, we subsidize Canada. And I like Canada. I love Canada. I love Wayne Gretzky.
The Liberal guys,
I love his wife.
The Liberal Party is going to win now in the next election,
most likely.
And they were down tonight. Isn't that going to make them more hostile to us? And possibly
I'd rather deal with a Liberal than a
Conservative. For China, closer to Canada, and that would really put us in a bind.
The Conservative that's running.
No, I mean, maybe she's got a Canadian in her family or something. I don't know what explains that. But Trump said something interesting there. He said, we subsidize, and I'm not talking about the $200 billion trade deficit because the media is running with that. He's wrong. No, but he's right. We are subsidizing. Canada doesn't really have a defense. They have like 60 jets. We have 3,000. Okay? We basically provide the defense for North America and for Canada. So Canada is free to spend all its money on its very liberal, super progressive Marxist nonsense. Their health system, which is horrible. People come down here from Canada. Question here, if we didn't subsidize Canada, they would collapse. Their economy would collapse. You know, their dollar would be worth 25 cents of what our dollar is. And Trump talked about that in this next exchange with Laura Ingraham.
Here's my problem with Canada. Canada was meant to be the 51st state because we subsidize Canada by $200 billion a year. We don't need their cars. We don't need their lumber. We have a lot of lumber. We freed it up, as you know, last week. We're freeing it up so that you can actually cut down a tree without being, you know, given the death penalty. Because what these radical environmentalists have done to our country, but we freed it up. But we don't need their lumber. We don't need their energy. We don't need anything. We certainly don't want their automobiles. They make a lot of millions of automobiles are sent in. I'd rather have them made in Michigan. I'd rather have them made in South Carolina or any one of our...
But you're tougher with Canada than you are with some
only
of our biggest adversaries.
Only
line.
Because it's meant to be our 51st state.
Yeah, because they're our neighbor. They're our next-door neighbor, and they should be neighborly and stop punishing American companies and American farmers, et cetera. So, I don't think she was all that prepared for that interview. So more on that coming up. But President Trump is expected either later today or maybe tomorrow to sign an executive order to abolish the Department of Education completely and send it back to education, back to the states. And that will send the liberals running, screaming into the night with their hair on fire. All right, it's a 7:20, and that's the way it's going. 60 days in, 2 months in, to the golden age of America.
We will not be conquered. We will not be intimidated. We will not be broken. And we will not fail. From this day on, the United States of America will be a free, sovereign, and independent nation. We will stand bravely. We will live proudly. We will dream boldly. And nothing will stand in our way because we are Americans. The future is ours. And our golden age has just begun.
7:21, you're listening to The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot.
Would you like safety, certainty, and security with your retirement income plan? Ron Barowie with Safe Retirement Solutions has been helping people plan their financial future since 1975. Call Ron today at 410-266-1120.
Hi, this is Sean Casey. If you snore, you may have sleep apnea. But Dr. Damian Blum of Feel Well Rested has a simple solution, and it's not that cumbersome CPAP mask. Dr. Damian Blum will fit you with a custom fit mouthpiece if you have sleep apnea. Make an appointment to see Dr. Damian Blum. If you're tired or overweight, clear your throat or snore, you may have sleep apnea. Sleep apnea can cause strokes, heart attacks, memory problems like Alzheimer's or dementia, and even death. Also, there's a connection to diabetes, acid reflux, and erectile dysfunction. Dr. Damian Blum is certified by the American Board of Dental Sleep Medicine, and he's a diplomat of the American Academy of Dental Sleep Medicine. Most health insurances are accepted, and they are in-network providers for Blue Cross, Blue Shield, and Medicare. Call Dr. Damian Blum at Feel Well Rested at 410-744-6088. 410-744-6088. They want to help you feel well rested, too. Call today. 410-744-6088.
Do you own a business? Do you want to attract new customers to your business? WCBM can help take your business to new heights with a comprehensive advertising campaign with our station. At WCBM, we can design an effective advertising campaign utilizing radio ads, digital ads, and social media. Your account executive at WCBM is an expert in creating a customized campaign that will deliver results. Visit WCBM.com or call to get started on your advertising campaign today.
Hey everybody, Charlie Kirk here. Insightful news, commentary, the best guests you can imagine. And also, we are diving deep into the issues that matter, the philosophy that is guiding the left, what you can do about it so we can fight to win. So join us every single day where we talk about why the Constitution is the greatest political document ever written, why America is the greatest nation ever to exist, and what the citizen can do to rise against the regime.
The Charlie Kirk Show, weeknights at 7 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Hartford County.
7:23, time for traffic and weather on the threes. Now with the update, here's the King, Chuck Whitaker.
All right, 795, improving a little bit. The wreck was on the shoulder at the bottom end of 795, right at the Beltway. So the pace has improved now, coming down from Owings Mills Boulevard. Beltway, yep, all the normal delays. Parkville side, inner loop at Green Spring, down the west side. JFX is still clear at the bottom end of the expressway. As you're getting downtown, they have a big construction project underway for the next few days in the area of Guilford Avenue, Madison Street, and Monument Street. There are some delays. You'll have to follow the signs to get around that area for local detours and heavy traffic now through that area. Both the tunnels are backed up very close to the city-county line. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Weather channel says cloudy start. Scattered showers later today. 68. Should be dry and sunny through the weekend. Right now it is partly cloudy. 45 in Glen Burnie. 45 in Bel Air. Let's go to the phones. Ron is in Woodbine. Good morning, Ron. Ron could not hang with us. Call us back, 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680, if you'd like. We'd love to hear from you. Ken says, it's actually two consecutive terms. As much as I love Trump, leave this one alone, because you could get Obama back. They should focus on term limits on the House, Senate, and the judges. That's Kenny from Florida. It does not say consecutive in the 22nd Amendment, just to point that out. It does not say it. It basically says no person who has held the office or has been elected to the office can be elected more than once, okay, or more than twice, I'm sorry. So that's why, you know, Trump was elected, and then, of course, we know he won in 2020, but that thing was rigged, and Biden snuck in there, and then he could come back like Grover Cleveland did and serve a second term. And the reason why, you know, in 1951 they passed the 22nd Amendment, because FDR had four terms. But you know who imposed term limits? It's the voters. See, because everyone has argued to me that if you do more than two terms, we don't need a king. Well, we wouldn't have a king. We still have a constitutional republic where we have elections every 4 years. It's not like somebody just takes power, seizes it, grabs it, that's it, cancels elections like we've seen in other countries. That's not what we're talking about here. We're talking about still having an election every 4 years. Every 2 years in the House, 6 years in the Senate, 4 years. And there are some who believe that there should not be lifetime appointments to the Supreme Court. We can get into that debate, you know, if you want to have that one down the road. So, but it does not say consecutive. It does say you can't hold, you can't be elected, or if you held office. For instance, if you, let's say you're vice president, and then 2 years into your term, the president dies, and then you have to serve that term. So you serve out the remaining two years, and then let's say you get elected for that second term. You are term limited as well, according to the 22nd Amendment. So I just think that it's an interesting debate. We'll see if anything comes from it. And, yeah, there's always a chance that you could get another Obama for more than two terms. But you could is it so much the person, or is it the ideology which is the threat? I think that's what we have to look at. Let's go to Richard in North Carolina. Good morning, Richard.
Hey, good morning. I was wondering what it would take for President Trump to declare martial law, because of all the fighting going on, and they're trying to stop him from doing what I think is right for the country. That way, under martial law, he doesn't have to worry about all these rogue judges.
Well, I think that it would have to be a national security threat, or there would have to be such great turmoil within the United States that the president would have to restore law and order by declaring martial law.
Burning down Tesla automobile ships and all the protesting against Israel, I think we got a turmoil in this country.
There's turmoil, and this turmoil is being exacerbated by this judicial coup d'etat, which you have these activist judges. See, what I would like to see is maybe President Trump, Speaker Johnson, and Senator Thune go back and look at the Thomas Jefferson Act of 1802. It was a judicial reform act. I can't remember what the name of it was exactly, but basically John Adams had built and created all these federal courts, and it was called the Midnight Judges Act, and he grew the federal court system. Jefferson came in and reformed it and cut it back so we didn't have as many federal judges. And we had, at that point, the Supreme Court was only six justices. So I think it's time we look at, maybe it's time to reform our federal court system. Do we need to have so many federal judges at the appellate level, at the circuit level, at the district? I don't think so. Used to be
that would help cut the budget also.
Yeah, at one point in our country's history, Supreme Court justices traveled across the country and sat on federal courts. By region.
You know, one time, the Congress and the Senate had to sit in the chambers to get stuff done, and then they got tired of it, so they passed the thing where, hey, I can sit in my office.
Yeah, I think we've become too fat and sassy, if you will. These lifetime appointments for Supreme Court justices, for federal judges at the appellate level, and so on and so forth, they're lifetime appointments, and they basically, many of them are basically get their job through donations. I think it's Boasberg, James Boasberg, Obama appointed. He gave all sorts of money to the Obama campaign. So these aren't necessarily the most qualified. They just have basically donated the most money. Yeah. And it works for both sides. But I think that...
Love the radio station.
Yeah. All right, Richard, thanks so much. Appreciate it. Thanks for the call. And love hearing from you. All right, coming up next, we're going to take a look at the latest Doge discovery and much, much more. And Nick Mosby back in town again. 7:30, time for the latest news headlines. In for Bruce, here's Julie Ryder.
Well, good morning. The National Transportation Safety Board will provide an afternoon update on the cargo ship crash that caused the collapse of the Key Bridge. The Dolly was leaving Baltimore Harbor March 26th last year when it lost electrical power and propulsion and struck a pier supporting the central truss spans of that bridge. Six construction workers died as a result of the collapse. One man's dead and another is wounded after a Wednesday evening shooting in northwest Baltimore. Officers found one of the victims in the 5400 block of Park Heights Avenue around 5:30. He was pronounced dead at an area hospital. Around the same time, a second victim turned up at a hospital for treatment, and police determined he was shot at the same location. That victim is in stable condition. City police are investigating a Wednesday night shooting in Baltimore, and officers responded to a shot spotter alert in the 1700 block of McCullough Street and found a man with a gunshot wound to the leg. The victim was taken to the hospital in stable condition. Police are trying to determine what led to the shooting. No word yet on a suspect. And the Maryland Freedom Caucus held what they called a tax revolt rally on Lawyers Mall in Annapolis. The Republican lawmakers were joined by community leaders, business owners, and former Governor Bob Ehrlich Wednesday to stand against tax increases being proposed in the General Assembly. And the caucus said Marylanders are being hit with higher taxes, new taxes, and fees, but Democrats are not cutting enough spending. Baltimore County Delegate Kathy Shalega says politicians are increasing the already bloated budget, and they're looking for any tax and every tax to raise. And Harford County Public Schools begin using open gate weapons detection systems in schools over the next several weeks. Officials say they'll primarily be used at high schools. The system is portable and can be used for school events like dances. Coming up next, we'll check traffic plus the exclusive Weather Channel forecast.
Hi, it's Bruce Elliott. Tim Kyle Electric is now Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling. Now, for years, they've been a trusted name in the electrical industry, serving residential and commercial clients with excellence and dedication. And now they're proud to bring their wealth of experience and exceptional service to homes that are looking for HVAC services. Now, during the winter weather, it's important to ensure your home is equipped with reliable heating, ventilation, and air conditioning systems. Tim Kyle Electric, Heating, and Cooling are here to cater to your needs, ensuring comfort and peace of mind for you and your family. The weather has changed, and now is the time to call Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling. Call them today, 410-876-9404. Remember, they also do outdoor lighting, plus service and sell all generators. For all your electrical and HVAC solutions, call 410-876-9404 or online, timkylecompany.com. Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling, winner of Carroll's Best Electrician and HVAC Repair Company.
These are last night's lottery numbers. The pick 3 was 654, and the pick 4 was 8048. And now traffic and weather on the threes. Here's Chuck Whitaker.
At mid-morning, slowing now into Annapolis I-97 southbound, right as you start to make that merge at Route 32, Route 3 coming down from Gambrels, Odenton, and coming down from the area just around the ramps coming down from the northern end of Anne Arundel County, working your way south eventually towards I-97 from Benfield Boulevard. But the lanes are open and nothing major through Annapolis right now. Still clear as you're moving across the Bay Bridge. The main span clear both sides of the roadway. No issues at Ritchie Highway, and we're doing fine at the Severn River Bridge. All the normal delays on the Beltway now. 795 to Frederick Road, Interloop at Green Spring, Bel Air Road to Providence Road. JFX are still clear. Reminder, once you get downtown, big construction area problems downtown, Guilford Avenue, Madison Street, and Monument Street. Delays continue, 20 to 25 minute delays again today, southbound at both the harbor tunnels. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes. We'll talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Rain on the way, doesn't hang around very long. Showers for the afternoon today, 68 the high. Sunny and dry through the weekend. Tomorrow, breezy, cooler, 58. Saturday warms up, 64 Saturday. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Hi, I'm Kyle, founder of Blindster.com. I started Blindster in 2010 to make quality, custom-made blinds affordable to everyone. Traditional window covering retailers are expensive. Our prices are low, and our blinds are guaranteed to fit. Blindster.com.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 735 Sports is brought to you by Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover specialists. Could Tomioki Sugano be the key to the Orioles' rotation this year? The 35-year-old free agent has been unhittable in four spring starts, and he goes for the final time tonight before opening day when the Birds host the Yankees at 6:05, a game that you can watch tonight on Masson. Sugano, four games, 10.1 innings pitched this year. No runs allowed for the 35-year-old free agent. Newly acquired Ravens wide receiver DeAndre Hopkins, a teammate of Derrick Henry now, for the second time in his career. Once in Tennessee, now, of course, in Baltimore. Hopkins talking the other day about the effect that Henry has had on him and on the league.
Well, you know, Derrick is definitely an inspiration, not just to myself, but I think everyone in the league as well. You know, for a guy, you know, who plays running back in that age to do what he done, it's very rare.
So. Over 1,900 yards from scrimmage from on the ground last year for Henry. It'll be interesting to see if the Ravens re-sign him to a cap-friendly deal in 2025. Maryland touched down in Seattle yesterday, anticipating their Friday afternoon matchup with Grand Canyon University. Kevin Willard met the media, telling them that his experience in the Big Ten has had a profound effect on him.
This conference has made me a much better coach. It's interesting, you know, as you get older, even though I'm 49, I was still the third youngest coach in this league.
The University of Pennsylvania is finding out that life under the Trump administration is much different than it was under Joe Biden. UPenn had approximately $175 million suspended yesterday in federal funding over the participation of a transgender athlete, Leah Thomas, in its swimming program. As of 2023, the UPenn's entire athletic budget was $41 million. Up next, San Jose State and volleyball. basketball player Blair Fleming. And finally, with the NCAA basketball tournament in full gear today, a look back at some of the great moments in NCAA basketball history. This one from April 15th, 2016. It was the championship game, Villanova and Carolina. Game tied at 74, 3 seconds left to go.
They go length of the court with Archie Diacono. 3 seconds at midcourt.
Jenkins
gives it to Jenkins for the championship.
The great Jim Nance with the call on CBS. Raleigh Massimino was in attendance as Jay Wright won the first of two for Villanova. 77-74 was the final. The time now is 7:37. When we return, the Lions proposing a big change to the NFL playoffs.
Attention federal employees. Are you planning to retire or already retired? Let Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover services specialist, help you explore your options.
Keeping your money in the TSP means limited investment options, withdrawal restrictions, and no personalized advice.
Have other retirement plans? We can help with those too. Greben Wealth Management offers a full array of financial services.
Call Greben Wealth Management at 410-356-0111 and secure a prosperous retirement.
Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor. Member FINRA SIPC.
NFL owners are scheduled to meet, Sean, in West Palm Beach, Florida in about 10 days. Their annual meetings.
Right, the winter meetings.
As the winter meetings
kick off.
It's
actually spring meetings now.
Yeah, actually, yeah. That's true. And so one of the things that will be brought up, the competition committee will always look at rules changes. Well, the Lions are going to be proposing a major rule change, which
I
completely agree with. Instead of having the division winners automatically get that at least that first home playoff game, the teams would be reseeded in the playoffs as per their record. So, in other words, if you won your division and you were 9-8,
yeah,
but another team came in second, like the Lions may have, or Minnesota or Green Bay, at 12-5, the 12-5 would usurp the 9-7. And they would be seeded higher. So the playoffs would be seeded by record in the regular season.
What happens if you played a really sorry division?
Well,
you have a really soft schedule and you run up like a 15-2 record or something on that soft schedule.
Look, I mean,
you got other guys in a tough division. Let's say the AFC North. You're playing in a tough division and your record is 13-4.
Yeah, but let's say you play in the NFC South and your record is 6-11.
Yeah, well,
I mean, it goes both ways.
I don't think anybody's going to be 6-11 winning a division.
But you know what I'm saying? Hey, it's happened before.
7-9.
Didn't the Redskins go 7-9 and go to the playoffs one year?
They did.
Okay, well, there you go.
Or 8-9, I think.
Or whatever it was.
I think it was 8-9.
So let me ask you, did you feel good about that?
To be in the playoffs? You bet. You bet. It's just
front runner.
It's not how you get there. It's just that you get there.
I like this rule. You play 17 games. The cream's going to rise to the top. All the games are tough. You don't play.
The Lions are just whining because they got smoked by the Redskins.
You don't play Jacksonville every week in the NFL. You got to win games.
Come on, man.
I like it.
Go back to the tush push.
Goodbye.
All right, 7:39, 21 minutes now before the hour of 8 o'clock. Elon Musk says Doge has discovered something really unusual. He was sat down with an interview with Senator Ted Cruz and discussed the magic money computers.
One of the things you told me about is what you call magic money computers at the Treasury. So tell us about it, because I never heard of that until you brought that up.
Okay, so you may think that the government computers like all talk to each other, they synchronize, they add up what funds are going somewhere, and it's coherent. That the numbers, for example, that you're presented as a senator,
yeah,
are actually the real numbers.
One would think.
They're not.
Yeah.
Okay. they're not totally wrong, but they're probably off by 5% or 10% in some cases. I call a magic money computer any computer which can just make money out of thin air. That's magic money.
So how does that work?
It just issues payments.
And you said there's something like 11 of these computers at Treasury that are sending out trillions in payments?
They're mostly at Treasury. Some are, but there's some at HHS, some at, there's one or two at State, there's some at DOD. I think we found now 14 magic money computers. They just send money out of nothing.
What? Yeah. He's talking about 14 computers uncovered across various agencies, mostly Treasury, Health and Human Services, DOD, and State Department, and it's more chaotic and reckless than we ever have realized. They just operate independently. government agencies are issuing massive payments that don't add up to the numbers being reported to Congress or to the American people. That's why we need a forensic audit and DOGE. Government has grown completely out of control. So, again, and this idea, look, this was it, the Maryland judge came out and said that the closing of USAID was likely unconstitutional. No, it's not. USAID was created by executive order by President Kennedy. If it can be created by executive order, it can be eliminated by executive order. That is constitutional. These guys are making it up as they go along. I'm wondering what the hell they teach in law school these days. How to keep Democrats in office? President Trump has blocked $175 million in federal funding to the University of Pennsylvania for refusing to take men out of women's sports. First and foremost, I don't even know why we're sending any of our federal dollars to any university anyway. It shouldn't be done, period. All that does is elevate tuition. And the professors and these other tenured types, they're able to charge. I mean, what is it's got to be close to $100,000 now to go to an Ivy League school. And the United States government, that's us, we played a role in driving up these tuition costs. So all federal funding should be yanked from every single university and college. Let them exist on their own dollar. All right, if you want to play Choose Your Fake News, now would be the time to give us a call. 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. And you got a chance to pick up a 100th anniversary t-shirt and coffee mug. Right now, traffic weather on the threes with the update. Lug Nuts Johnson.
I brought to you as a service to Bernese Automotive, 601 Back River Neck Road in Essex. There's a new wreck on I-97. It's actually reported southbound between Dorsey Road and Route 100. It's after Route 100. Looking at the camera here now, looks like it's working its way down towards New Cut Road. Here comes the state police on the right shoulder with their lights on, so heads up for them. But also, the northbound traffic is looking at it. So now, there's a backup from Benfield. There's going to be a backup from Quarterfield Road and also from Route 100. More equipment arriving in the median southbound. So check your rearview mirrors if you're traveling 97. But right now, this is a big delay developing in that area of Anne Arundel County. Both the tunnels again today backed up to the city county line. JFX, some slowing through Ruxton Road, Northern Parkway, but nothing major. Once you get downtown, BG&E is working on a gas line, underground work, Guilford Avenue, Madison Street, and Monument Street with delays in that area. It's not too early to think about a spring tune-up for your vehicle. Change your oil, refresh your coolant system, rotate your tires, get it all done by the experts at Bernie's Automotive, 601 Back River Neck Road in Essex. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Well, the channel says it is cloudy start. Scattered showers maybe this afternoon. 68 should be dry and sunny throughout the weekend. A little cooler tomorrow. Heats up on Saturday, cools back down on Sunday. Right now, sunny, 45 in the city, 48 in Edgewater. Time to choose your fake news. Three stories, one of which is not true. Identify the fake news story, and you will be the winner. Our contestant today is Mike in Towson. Good morning, Michael.
Good morning.
You want to go first, second, or last? Third.
I'll go third.
You go third? Are you sure?
Yes. I'll go third.
You sound awfully familiar. I think I know you.
You might know me from Jamaica.
I do know you from Jamaica.
Oh, the guy with the black socks and his hiney hanging out of a hedge. I remember now.
Never forget that visual.
No.
All right. Good luck to you, Michael.
That was the crack that was heard around the world.
Story one. Speaking of which, a thief who swiped a golden toilet from an English palace was convicted this week, along with an accomplice who helped cash in on the spoils. 18-carat work of art insured for nearly $6 million. The toilet was believed once used by Winston Churchill.
That's right.
Story two.
Oh, sorry. Okay. I should have said that.
Just wait till the end of the story, sir. Story two. Netflix working on the next Purge sequel. The premise of this movie is that one day you are given permission by your government to do anything. Anything goes, including murder. The new Purge is Tesla edition, and it'll be out this fall. Story three, William Shakespeare's birthplace will be decolonized over fears that portraying his success as the greatest playwright benefits the ideology of white European supremacy. Shakespeare's Birthplace Trust owns buildings in Stratford-upon-Avon, and they're now going to basically de-emphasize or decolonize it because it's politically correct. All right, there you have it.
On Longwood upon Irvington.
That's right. Story one, the golden toilet got swiped. Story two, The Purge, Tesla edition. Or story three, Shakespeare's birthplace to be decolonized because of European white supremacy. All right, we'll start with Kristen.
All right, well, sure. We're trying to trying to wokeize everything, even in history, so I could see the Shakespeare story being true. I did think it was number one because I don't know how you swipe a toilet. What do you do, like stick it in your pocket on a tour and walk out with it? I don't know. But I don't think that the Purge Tesla sequel is happening. I think that they're overt, but not that overt. So I think I'm going to go with two.
All right, Kristen goes for story two. Chuck?
I have a quick update before that. The wreck on I-97 is actually northbound, right before the bridge at Quarterfield Road.
Thank you for that update. Appreciate it.
They're also looking at it southbound, but just to confirm, it is northbound. Single lane to the left. Two, please.
Chuck also goes for two, and Mike in Towson.
I'm going to make it unanimous. I'm going to go for two.
Jamaica me crazy, Mike, going for two as well. And story number two, the Purge Tesla edition. Yeah, that's our fake news story of the day. So congratulations, Mike. Just what you've always wanted, a 100th anniversary T-shirt and coffee mug.
Well, that's more than I've ever gotten over the years.
I'm just going to say, you're supposed to get that when you retired. Instead, they gave you the shaft.
We were going to give him a gold watch. Instead, he gets the gold toilet. What can we say? All right. Congratulations, Mike. Thanks for listening, playing the game. Put you in hold. Tell you how to get your prize. Appreciate that.
Wow. What a guy.
Yes, he's one of our favorites. 7:48, 12 minutes now before the hour of 8 o'clock. All right, so another Mike. He's taking me to task here this morning. He says, put on my thinking cap to explore a pathway to a third term. Really? We love the Constitution except when it doesn't work for us. We are 3 months into this term. Let's wait and see how it turns out. There's a long time to go. And why give our political enemies such an easy and potent reason to oppose us and raise huge money to run against our candidates? Stupid exercise. All right. That's number one. All right. Mike, in response to your email, I can tell you, number one, you said, he criticized me for, first off, the Constitution has been amended 27 times, so there is a process for that, and so you can choose to eliminate the 22nd Amendment, or you can choose to add to the other amendments. So there is a process, and our founding fathers put that in place, so that's not out of the, of course, it's tough to do, but it's not out of the question. Number two, you say, we love the Constitution when it doesn't work for us. Let's wait and see how, so you're okay with waiting to see how it turns out. Let's say it turns out to be the best 4 years, the golden age of America. You might change your mind then, according to your email. So I just, I'm just saying, I think it's worth at least exploring, because I don't know. I don't know if it's term limits. If you don't have them for justices, don't have them for judges, don't have them for members of Congress, but you do impose it on the president, might be an issue before some courts. We shall see. 7:50, 10 minutes now before the hour of 8 o'clock. You're listening to The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot. Up next, one county executive says that the blueprint is grossly unaffordable.
And now, for the Institute on the Constitution, here's Michael Anthony Peruca with The American View.
Recently confirmed Secretary of Education Linda McMahon has released what she calls the final mission for the Department of Education, as the Trump administration appears to be laying the groundwork for the agency's dismantling. President Trump has expressed his belief that the administration of education should be returned to the states. And while we applaud the dismantling of an unconstitutional scheme of federal involvement, we are concerned about his statement since the involvement of states and county governments is also dangerous and destructive. This is because the education and training of children cannot be separated from the worldview in which it is presented. For decades, the public schools have been a change agent designed to impose a communist, secular humanistic, anti-American worldview on the children of America. This has become manifest manifest recently in the promotion of diversity, equity, and inclusion programs and the promotion of a gender transition agenda that is kept secret from the parents. So it is hopeful to see that in a list of goals posted to the Education Department's website, Secretary McMahon declared that parents are the primary decision makers in their children's education. Well, amen. You see, when the state seeks to do that which it has no authority to do, it cannot possibly do it well. For more than a century and a half, public education has been a dreadful failure because there is no right way to do a wrong thing. And government-run education is a wrong thing. This is Michael Anthony Peruca for Institute on the Constitution, bringing you the American View.
Want the truth about investing in retirement? The stuff Wall Street does not want to tell you? What if there were a strategy to capture significant market gains without the risk of traditional markets? Interested? Bill O'Reilly here. Would you like a retirement strategy that allows you to retire with confidence without the fear of running out of money? Then please talk to Rod Barowie and the Safe Retirement Solutions team. 410-266-1120. 410-266-1120.
A lot can happen in an hour.
Strap yourselves in, folks.
We'll update you at the top of it, just minutes away. This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
7:53, traffic weather on the threes. Now with the update, here's the king of all traffic, Lugnuts Johnson.
This is a big wreck and a big delay. I-97 northbound right at Quarterfield Road. Straight road, dry road, clear. I mean, this thing looks like a NASCAR wreck. They're all over the place. Northbound, single lane. Wait a minute, hang on a second. Sorry about that. Northbound, I-97, single lane to the left, backed up past New Cut Road, may actually go back towards Benfield Boulevard. Southbound is looking at it. You're going to be slow there, back to at least Route 100. So heavy delays both sides of the roadway, but more of an impact on the northbound side. Only the left-hand lane is open. Fire department, state police there. A lot of activity, a lot of delays on both sides of the road. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
This is Danny Manoff from Intrepid Paralegal Solutions, LLC. Join us on Saturday at 1 o'clock for Justice and Why It Matters to You, our new show to help individuals understand how the legal system works. Look forward to seeing you there.
All right, your weather channel forecast. Of course, cloudy, scattered showers possible later this afternoon, 68. Then the sun comes out over the weekend, dries out, but gets a little cooler tomorrow with a high of only 58. And right now, 47 and sunny in the city, 45 in Bel Air. A lot of folks weighing in on the federal funding of colleges and universities. Brian says, first of all, I'd love to have one of those magic money computers in my house. Yeah, well, we all. Secondly, you're correct on tuition to prestigious schools, although not Ivy League. My boss's son goes to Georgetown. That's now $101,000 per year. You got to be kidding. And the federal government, that's us, we have played a role in that. Marty says no federal funding to any university or college with the exception of the academies. I would agree. Sean, I'm with you. Cut off all the federal college loans. For that matter, cut off all federal housing loans, too. The government needs to get out of this loan business BS. You want a loan? Go get a private loan. Yeah, we completely messed that up. And then we have all the default. That's, you know, and that's the other problem is that we got, what, $1 trillion or more in student loan debt that it's going to default. They're not going to pay back that $1 trillion. It's going to default. Guess who's going to be hit with that? It's crazy. Let's take a call from Kevin in Arbutus. Good morning, Kevin.
Good morning.
Yes, sir. I turned down the radio in the background because of the delay.
For a third term for Trump, I think the only way I could see it, but I don't think the person would run, would be Melania.
Melania,
his wife.
Oh, I see. So Melania would run, and he would be the political advisor to the president.
Yes, and there would be a lot of things that would get taken care of the same way as it was in the Trump administration.
Right. You got your thinking cap on this morning. Way to go.
Okay. Yeah, well, but at the same time, if we start talking about this stuff now, we're really going to get people riled up to try to get rid of him if they don't even want him in for the second term. So,
you know, I just enjoy watching liberal heads explode. That's all.
It's just, all right, good show, guys.
All right, thanks, Kevin. Appreciate it. That's a great idea. We'll say. I don't think she wants anything to do with it, that's for sure. Harford County Executive Bob Cassily sat down with Chris Pabst, Project Baltimore. He says the blueprint for future is we can't afford it. He says the day of reckoning is here. And let me just tell you what it's going to cost. We told you the other day it's going to cost $700 million more per year based on miscalculations, and they lowballed the estimates on these things. In Harford County, rather, alone, you're looking at a $19 million increase for 2025 based on these estimates. And over the next 5 years, the Department of Legislative Services shows Harford County taxpayers would now owe a total of $1.67 billion in blueprint funding. That's $121 more than previously projected. And Cassily says you got to some way find a way to get control of these costs.
The whole mechanism here that was set up, it just doesn't make any sense. And so, of course, you're going to run into cost overruns.
Yeah, and when you have cost overruns, you either want to do things, increase taxes, or you cut services. And Chris Pabst asked him about the tax component.
This thing is grossly unaffordable. What we have to do is just cut back on other services that we're providing people.
Yeah, grossly unaffordable. And Pabst asked him then, are you going to increase taxes?
Is Harford County going to have to increase taxes?
It's hard to think how you make it through these, you know, historic kind of increases without some big changes in how we operate and what we do.
We're talking about it. We've got the billions that you know, they miscalculated. It's about $4 billion more. Coming up next hour, you're going to have about the billions we're going to have to pay out the state of Maryland on child sex abuse claims. This state is a mess. We took a $5 billion surplus, and we run it $3 billion into the hole. Thank you, Westmore and Progressive Democrats. And Cassily says, you know, because he was down there in Annapolis. He was a senator. He says it's time for them to look at themselves in the mirror, wake up, and do the right thing.
You're impacting taxpayers. You're impacting families. You're impacting local governments at just an unprecedented level. It's time to get real in Annapolis and take a step back and do the right thing.
Yeah. But, you know, the Democrat Party is not known for doing the right thing these days. Let's squeeze a call in here from Linda in Pasadena. Linda.
Yeah. Hi.
Good morning.
I just wanted to say that. Good morning. When my husband and I first got married, we graduated. He graduated from Johns Hopkins. I graduated from University of Maryland. We bought a small house. We had a mortgage. We had 6 more years to pay off our student loan, and we did. Mine was 75 from a credit union, 35 from Knights of Columbus. This was a credit union, I think, was $125, 6 years. So we paid off our loan. We didn't have a lot of money, but we made sacrifices, and we did it. So I just wanted to add my comment to that.
Yeah, well,
you know, have a great day.
Thank you, Linda. There are a lot of people that did that, exactly what you did. And my oldest son paid off all his loans. My youngest son is in the process of paying off his loans. But there are a lot of people that just walk away, and the taxpayer is going to get left holding the bag. So that's unfortunate. Coming up next, Maryland might owe billions because of child sex abuse.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBN Baltimore.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ed Thomason. Set to fulfill another campaign pledge, President Trump today expected to sign an executive order doing away with the Department of Education. Mr. Trump says responsibility for educating America's young people should be returned to the states and localities. The Department of Education, created by Congress in the late 70s, the president's move to abolish it raises constitutional questions. In President Trump's wide-ranging talks with his Ukrainian counterpart,
President Trump discussed Ukraine's electrical supply and nuclear power plants. He said that the United States could be very helpful in running those plants with its electricity and utility expertise. American ownership of those plants would be the best protection for that infrastructure and support for Ukrainian energy infrastructure.
White House Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt, who also says there is a concerted effort by the far left to judge shop as the president's political foes use the courts to try to stop the Trump agenda. Leavitt says that Mr. Trump will comply with the court orders, but she calls them egregious, adding that the administration will appeal at every turn. Well, have you noticed?
Eggflation, the skyrocketing cost of that breakfast staple, is easing just a bit.
The Department of Agriculture says the wholesale price for a dozen white eggs this week is $4.15, down from $6.85 last week. Prices have now fallen for 3 weeks in a row. For many, egg prices have come to be emblematic of the sky-high prices for everyday commodities faced by American households. Prices soared amid massive government spending under President Biden. Lingering high prices have left many wondering whether and how quickly President Trump's new economic policies may solve the problem. Bob Agner reporting.
Wild late winter weather across parts of the plains and Midwest, buffeted by destructive winds and in some places blizzard conditions today, by the way. First day of spring. On Wall Street, the Dow futures are down. They're off 133 points. Townhall.com.
The words you are about to hear are taken from letters sent in by members of the Trinity Debt Management Program.
Dear Trinity, today I'm making my final credit card payment.
Before I came to you, I was in a constant state of anxiety and panic, but now there is hope for my family's financial future.
Working with Trinity made me understand that I'm not alone.
You really do help people.
Your kindness will never be forgotten.
Without Trinity's support, I would not have achieved my lifelong goal of becoming debt-free.
We saved a lot on interest and penalties, of course, but the reward was the gift of human kindness.
Trinity has carried me through a very difficult time in my life. You're amazing.
I used to feel so anxious and hopeless. Now I feel grace and peace.
God bless Trinity as you continue to help others become debt-free.
If credit card debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976. That's 1-800-990-6976.
Well, good morning. It's 8:03 with traffic and weather on the threes. Here's Chuck Whitaker.
I saw the wreck on I-97 northbound at the Quarterfield Road is now in the median. They've opened most of the lanes up. The state police have a couple of vehicles still there off to the left side. We backed up from there all the way back beyond Benfield Boulevard. That was the northbound backup. The southbound traffic was slow coming down from Dorsey Road and Route 100 and through that area. But some progress now is being made. There's a new wreck, I-95 northbound, coming up from the Beltway. It's at Caton Avenue. It's crowding the left-hand lane. We'll get a backup there. That will go back to at least the Beltway ramps. And also now, if you're in Towson, heads up, report of an accident, maybe a rescue here at York Road at Allegheny Avenue. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Rain on the way, doesn't hang around very long. Showers for the afternoon today. 68 the high. Sunny and dry through the weekend. Tomorrow, breezy, cooler, 58. Saturday warms up, 64 Saturday. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
I'm Julie Ryder with the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center. Maryland survivors of sex abuse rallied at War Memorial Plaza in Baltimore Wednesday, saying the state failed them when they were in juvenile detention facilities and they want justice. The survivors shared stories of sexual, physical, and emotional abuse by staff members of the facilities, and they demanded accountability from the state. Maryland lawmakers passed the Child Victims Act 2023, which eliminated the statute of limitations on child sex abuse cases. Since that law passed, an estimated 3,500 victims have filed lawsuits against the state. Today is the Anne Arundel Economic Development Corp's deadline for key bridge grants for small businesses in the county impacted by that disaster. The $10,000 to $50,000 grants are for loss of revenue or increased costs, adjustment to operations, and other consequences that businesses are facing from the bridge collapse. Those businesses must have been in existence for at least 2 years as of the March 26 date of the collapse and have revenue over $50,000. Two or more employees and be in good standing with the state. Coming up next, it's Stein on Sports.
My name's Danny Manoff, and I am the president and CEO of Intrepid Paralegal Solutions, LLC. We're a unique company that helps attorneys run their practices more efficiently as certified Clio partners. And more importantly, we also help the average person that can't afford or doesn't want to use an attorney to deal with their legal issues. If you're a pro se litigant, we always feel you should seek counsel, but if you want to proceed with the help of experts, please be in touch. IPSvirtual.com. Thank you again.
Maid Pro. How can I help you today?
Oh, my gosh. I called the wrong maid service, and now I'm in very deep trouble with my wife.
Maid Pro is here to help.
I need someone that is professional and takes the job seriously. No funny business.
All Maid Pro cleaners are background checked, bonded, and insured, and are professionally trained in Maid Pro University. Maid Pro's 49-point checklist ensures that every cleaning is perfect every time.
I wish I called Maid Pro to begin with. I would not be in the doghouse today.
Make the right choice in maid service the first time.
Mention Arnold.
And your fifth cleaning is free. MaidPro.com. Maid Pro. Squeaky clean. Celebrity voice impersonated.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
It's opening day now, just a week away. There are six non-roster invitees still playing in Sarasota. And depending on injuries, a couple could make opening day. If Albert Suarez gets the fifth starter role, chances are Cade Povich would be optioned and Matt Bowman would slide in as the second long reliever role. And if Gunnar Henderson goes on the IL, either Levon Soto, Luis Vasquez, or Vimeo Machin, who apparently is a hitting machine, could head north. Machin batting .410 on the spring, 16 hits and 39 trips. Meanwhile, Vasquez showing off his glove earlier this exhibition season.
Into shallow left field. Out is the third baseman, Vasquez, and he makes an over-the-shoulder grab. What a play by Luis Vasquez.
Brett Hollander with the call on Masson in an earlier spring game against the Pirates. They'll all get a chance to show more tonight at 6:05. Yanks and Orioles in Sarasota. Tomo Sugano on the hill for Baltimore. And finally, a sidebar to Mount St. Mary's win last night to make the final 64. It happened on the great Jim Phelan's birthday. Phelan coached his entire career at Mount St. Mary's University. He led the Mountaineers to the 1962 NCAA Men's Division II Basketball Championship, as well as 14 NCAA Division II tournaments, five Final Four appearances. When he retired in 2003, the great Jim Phelan, after coaching for 49 years, had amassed 830 wins. It's the most victories by any coach that's not in the Hall of Fame. Coming up at 8:35, today's upset specials in the NCAA. And that is Stein on Sports.
Would you like safety, certainty, and security with your retirement income plan? Rod Barowie with Safe Retirement Solutions has been helping people plan their financial future since 1975. Call Rod today at 410-266-1120.
Vacation starts with VA. One thing you'll love about your trip to Virginia is that you'll never have to settle for one thing. All that you love is all in one trip. Start yours at virginia.org.
Take WCBM wherever you go. Listen on 680 WCBM, WCBM.com, on the WCBM mobile app, or tell Alexa, Siri, or Google to play WCBM. It's free. Listen live or on demand to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. You're listening to The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Hour three here on The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot, Talk Radio 680 WCBM, 99.9 FM in Harford County. The right choice for Merrill. Bruce has got the week off. He'll be back with us on Monday. Coming up in this hour, how to stop the judicial coup d'etat that threatens our constitutional republic. Senator Justin Reedy will join us at the bottom of the hour to talk about the governor's budget, the blueprint, and so much more. And right now, of course, this might be the one that breaks the camel's back. Because you already know we're in the hole to $3.3 billion in a structural deficit this year, and we're going to get hammered with tax increases by the progressive Marxist running the show in Annapolis. And, of course, I think in the next 3 years or whatever, it balloons to $6 billion. And that's without adding the approximately $3.7 billion more they miscalculated on the blueprint. And that does not add the damages that may have to be paid to Marylanders who are abused as children by government entities in this state. More than 100 alleged survivors rallied and shared claims of the sexual misconduct that they say occurred by Maryland agencies, demanding that state leaders address their claims with the same urgency that applied to the Archdiocese of Baltimore. They gathered outside City Hall yesterday, and many victims spoke out about the alleged sexual abuse committed by employees of the state of Maryland.
I'm grateful for the opportunity to be able to share my story.
No,
out, brother.
Because I held on to it for a long time.
After another.
I was one of the victims of the Charles Hickey back in the day.
After another.
The conditions were filthy. The abuse was rampant, and nobody cared.
Thousands across the state stepped forward since the Maryland General Assembly passed the Maryland Child Victims Act in 2023. The law removed the statute of limitations for incidents of sexual misconduct that occurred during childhood. And at that time, I said, if you do that, they're going to be coming out of the woodwork. And they have. According to the managing attorney for Slater Schulman, Benjamin Davis, 4,500 child sex abuse cases have now been filed against the state of Maryland and some of its agencies. 4,500. And approximately 3,000 of these misconduct claims occurred within Maryland's juvenile detention facilities. Here's one male victim.
The pain I endured was not isolated or unique to me. It was a common practice. It was pervasive and planned.
So what the state of Maryland did is the law established a per-incident cap of $890,000 if you are abused in a public school or government entity. That's the most you can get. If you are abused by a church, like, say, the Archdiocese, you get $1.5 million. So they discounted the state of Maryland. If the abuse occurred within the state of Maryland, within a government entity or a public school, you got a discount. The state did. The cap is $890,000 versus $1.5 if it was done by the Archdiocese. And one of the attorneys, Jerry Block, says the Attorney General, Anthony Brown, seems to be somewhat hypocritical in his approach.
In 2023, the Attorney General issued a bombshell report holding the Catholic Church accountable for horrific sexual abuse of children and calling the Catholic Church out for the cover-up. But now, when the state is the perpetrator, when the state has been responsible for sexually abusing thousands of children and covered it up themselves, the Attorney General is not supporting the survivors. He is not taking responsibility.
If you do the math on this, and not to say that every single case is going to be found worthy or get the maximum $890,000, but we're talking billions. Billions of dollars that will have to be paid out by we, the taxpayers, because they didn't vet properly, they didn't supervise properly, and now we're in the budget hole, and we're talking about billions more? It's out of control, folks. 8:13, traffic weather on the threes. Time for an update. Once again, here's Lugnuts Johnson.
There's a new wreck, I-95. Hold on again. I'll get rid of this eventually, folks. Southbound I-95 near Route 32, Howard County. It's after the ramp at Route 32. See traffic moving at 216, so some lanes are getting by. But anybody south from 100 and 175 down to Route 32, that's the reason for the backing there. I-97 still hurting a little bit. Big wreck earlier was northbound near the bridge at Quarterfield Road. That's still recovering. Southbound looks a little better through there. It looks like the wreck on 95 northbound near Caton Avenue, south side of 95, south of the city and after the Beltway. Looks like that's gone, and that's improving on the northbound side. And a new report of a wreck downtown. There's some activity at Dr. King at Franklin Street. Baltimore County had a rescue report 15 minutes ago at York Road at Allegheny Avenue. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
And your weather channel forecast, cloudy start to the day, scattered showers possible later on this afternoon with a high of 68, and should be sunny and dry throughout the rest of the weekend, although a little bit cooler tomorrow and Sunday. Right now it is sunny and 48 in Severn and 46 in Forest Hill. Time to see which Democrat emerges from a Democrat clown EV. Gentlemen, please direct your attention under the big top to the center ring where there is a group of elected Democrat officials, NGO officers, Obama holdovers deep entrenched into the deep state. and other Democrat lackeys packed into a small EV, makes a series of left-hand turns, and continually driving in circles endlessly until finally running out of juice. And rolling to the stop, out pops the purple-haired wonder, Congresswoman... I can't remember her name now. Rosa DeLauro.
It is just unconscionable the direction that they are taking this country and in dismantling the resources that we provide to the American people.
Connecticut's Congresswoman Rosa DeLauro basically saying it's unconscionable. How dare you try to shrink government with DOGE or anything else? Yesterday we played you Chuck Schumer saying that Americans are too greedy with their tax money. And now how dare you? She's channeling her inner Greta. How dare you shrink government and save the taxpayers $115 billion? Lady, we're $36 billion in debt. We have $2 trillion deficit each and every year. It's unsustainable. So maybe you should be more concerned about your hair color than shrinking the size of government. Get back in the clown car. 8:16, 16 minutes after the hour. Let's go to the phones. Alice is in Catonsville.
Oh, good morning, Sean. You're doing a great job, as always.
Thank you so much.
Oh, of course. There was a caller last hour, toward the top of the hour, that said something about Melania being a possible choice for
right.
a candidate for president. I hate to burst this bubble, but we're going to have to point out that she was not born in this country. So that's not going to work.
Well, you know, I thought of that, but then we have the Obama waiver. Right?
Right.
So there's precedent here. If Obama could do it, why not Melania?
Yeah, you know, you got a point there, I have to say.
I'm just saying.
Still in question.
And what would the how would that be? I remember because Trump initially started talking about the birth certificate, blah, blah, blah. Wouldn't that be ironic?
I remember Auntie, what was her name, who was claiming that he had been born in Kenya.
Where, right. Right. Then, well, then was his brother.
Something.
His brother yeah. in Kenya. Remember his.
And his brother.
His father was Kenyan, and his
right.
mother was American. And
right.
see, they claim he was born in Hawaii, but then there was contradictory evidence that maybe that didn't have the whole birth certificate
yeah,
was messed up.
Right. The font styling and all that, and
right.
Being called instead of Negro, it was I don't know. I forget what. It was on the first certificate, but it was not the vernacular of the time, so you're right.
Yeah, wasn't it that his race was black or something, and at the time it
right.
should have been Negro?
That's what, yeah, that's just what I was saying.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But, yeah.
Right?
I hate to open that can of worms again, but, you know, it's just saying. But, you know, a lot of people agree because they've emailed and texted the same thing, Alice. So you're all thinking alike
right.
this morning. Thanks right. so much. Always a pleasure.
All right.
Have a great day. So, yeah, that's the latest. And then if you're just tuning in late, Steve Bannon made a bold prediction on One News Nation with Chris Cuomo. We played it in our 7 o'clock hour that he thinks Trump is going to be. He's going to run again in 2028. And he was asked, how could that happen? He's term limited. And Bannon hinted that they were going to look at term limits. What is the definition of term limits? And then I speculated that maybe they're going to fight that in court. Look, the easy thing to do, it's not easy, but you just eliminate the 22nd Amendment. You get rid of it. But that's tougher to do than... and then, of course, you've got... but if you challenge us in the courts, maybe... look, I think it's a stretch, but Bannon's got something up his sleeve. He's cooking something up, so we'll have to see what he has. He said he'll reveal all later, so stay tuned for that. Joining us right now, Mark McVeary, Reverse Mortgage Answer Man. Good morning, Mark.
Good morning. How are you?
We are doing A-OK, and you know, when people call you about a reverse mortgage, what's usually the biggest reason they want one?
I mean, I would say everybody's looking for some kind of, you know, relief, some kind of financial relief. I mean, I don't care everything is more expensive. Every time I look at every bill I have, it's more expensive. And, I mean, I'm still working and I'm feeling the squeeze. I couldn't imagine someone living on a fixed income. I mean, at the end of the day, the reverse mortgage can give someone the money to pay off mortgages or credit card debts like we talk about all the time, or give some extra money for everyday living expenses. And, you know, one of the things that I've been telling people is, like, you know, in the past you've looked at refinancing your home to, you know, get some financial relief. And, you know, reverse mortgage is a refinance, but the beauty of it is it's a refinance without a monthly payment.
Yeah. So besides you being a great conversationalist, them wanting financial relief is the number one reason.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. Can you tell us about someone you recently helped with a reverse mortgage and how it made a difference for them?
Yeah, I mean, actually, I have two different listeners that I helped earlier this month. I mean, the first listener, you know, he's wanted to retire. And he's like, man, I've had a mortgage payment since I bought this house. And he goes, and the reason why I'm really still working is because I have this payment. And with that, you know, if I keep with this payment, I can't retire. So what we were able to do with him was we were able to get the reverse mortgage, pay off his existing mortgage, and now he's going to retire in early April. The second client, you know, unfortunately, she was in a foreclosure situation, and she tried to modify. She tried to do all these things and just was not able to because she had done it a couple times. So we were able to get the reverse mortgage to help pay off her mortgage and stop the foreclosure. And like I said before, like, you know, everybody has their different reasons, but again, they're all looking for some kind of relief.
Yeah, and you know, a lot of people hear different opinions about the reverse mortgage, friends, family, you know, who may not fully understand them or know. Until I talked to you one day on the phone for about 30, 40 minutes, I didn't know or everything there was to know about it, and it opened up my eyes. So what's the best way for someone to get the real facts and find out if it's right for them?
I mean, like I always say to everybody, please do not rely on somebody who doesn't specialize in reverse mortgages. I mean, too many homeowners miss out on the opportunity because they hear outdated or just information that's wrong. I mean, obviously the best way to know if it's going to be right for you is to give me a call directly. You know, I'm always available. And, you know, in a couple of minutes I can explain to you how it works. And usually in that first call, I help determine if you're eligible. And then, like we always talk about, I can set up a free meeting at your house, go over everything in more detail so we can see if it makes sense for you. If you don't move forward, that's fine. That's okay. I mean, I just want you to make the decision based on facts, not hearsay.
All right, very good. How do people get in touch with you if they want more information or that free no-obligation visit?
410-788-7070. That's 410-788-7070.
Thanks, Mark. We'll talk to you soon.
Thank you.
Mark McVeary, he's your reverse mortgage answer man. We segue from the reverse mortgage answer man to the traffic answer man. He's got a big T on his chest. Here he is, Chuck Whitaker.
Probably some people would think it would be a golf tee driven into my chest.
Right. Protruding from your forehead.
Oh, my Lord, I'm telling you. The outer loop of the Beltway is still 795 down to Frederick Road. The pace is a little better, but the backup is still there. Inner loop at Green Spring, Hartford Road to Providence Road, northeast side. So basically nothing out of the ordinary. The wreck on 95 south after Route 32 cleared. That's looking a lot better southbound through there. If you're downtown, they were working on an incident Franklin Street at Dr. King on the west side. And if you're right in downtown, BG&E is working. They're doing some stuff underground, so they have streets blocked off at Guilford Avenue, Madison Street, and Monument Street, and we've had delays through that area. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
This traffic report is brought to you by Jim Barbie. Since 2004, family-owned Jim Barbie Automotive in White Marsh has delivered top diagnostics and repairs using dealer-quality parts and ASE-certified technicians that guarantee results. Call 410-335-8848 or visit jimbarbieautomotive.com. Jim Barbie Automotive, where quality doesn't cost, it pays off.
Weather channel says cloudy to start. Scattered showers later this afternoon and 68. Going to be dry and sunny and cooler tomorrow, 58. Right now we got 47 and sunny in Parkville, 48 in Pasadena. Let's take a call here from Gary in Kingsville. Good morning, Gary.
Hey, good morning.
Yes, sir.
Somebody called in about martial law. Every time this comes up, I don't know why.
Here, it just bells and whistles go off on, right?
Well, let's make it clear for him. The U.S. Constitution makes no reference whatsoever to martial law, none whatsoever. And if it is a law, Congress must pass laws. It is not something that can be declared by a president or established by some ruling of the Supreme Court. It's got to be done by Congress.
Well, you have the War Powers Act, but that wouldn't apply domestically.
Well, let's get back to domestically. Maryland, in their constitution, made no reference whatsoever to martial law until the Civil War era, when the federal government had abused Maryland mightily. Maryland then inserted in their constitution, in Article 32 of the Declaration of Rights, that no person should be subject to martial law or punishable by it except regular soldiers, Marines, and mariners in the service of the state. So it doesn't affect civilians.
Yeah, you also remember during the Civil War when Lincoln stepped all over the Constitution.
Exactly.
Federal
government just did all kinds of abusive things. That's why the guns on Federal Hill are pointed at the city, not away from it.
Yeah. Good point.
The martial law is not a factor for us.
Thanks, Gary. Appreciate it. And thanks for the contribution to the show. And again, I'm bothered here by this story that, of course, A.G. Brown, with basically, I think, prejudice, went after the Archdiocese of Baltimore, and holding them accountable for the sexual abuse that was, obviously done by priests during that time. And he held the Archdiocese accountable, right? Why wouldn't the state of Maryland be accountable? Now, some are saying it's the perps that you have to hold accountable. They have no money. There's just nothing there. You can hold them accountable. You can put them in jail. But there's no money there. So maybe you get the remedy of naming and shaming, but there's no money there. The state of Maryland, pot of gold at the end of rainbow. And that's taxpayers. Nick Mosby back in town. He's been appointed to the State Lottery and Gaming Commission. That's been now approved, what's called a green bag appointment. You might remember in 24 he lost his bid for re-election for the city council following the federal perjury and mortgage fraud trials of his ex-wife. But now that Nick has his appointment to the State Lottery and Gaming Commission, I think we're going to see a lot of interesting lottery games coming down the pike. For instance, there's the new scratch-off Mosby Match. If you match two Nicks, you scratch off and you see two faces of Nick Mosby, you have to pay no taxes on your winnings. If you get two Marylands, then you get to make an early retirement withdrawal with no penalty whatsoever. And these are interesting, bold, new ideas for the Maryland Lottery that Nick Mosby might be including in the near future. Then there's the new lottery ticket, Mosby Money. If you scratch out all the coins, then you add up all the money. You just win that money. No questions asked. In fact, you won't even need to present a winning ticket. You can just tell them that, look, it said on my ticket when I had it that I won like $100. And they'll be forced to. Just having some fun here, folks. So what interesting Mosby scratch-offs or money games might we see in the lottery? Maybe we'll see a new pick six or something, or pick seven. Who knows? Or pick everything. That might be a new one. The new pick everything. Thanks to Nick Mosby, now serving on the State Lottery and Gaming Commission. Boy, are we going to have some fun with that. 410-922-6680 is our number, 1-800-WCBM-680. Coming up next, Senator Justin Reed is going to join us and get us caught up to date on the governor's budget, the service-to-service tax, why so many Republicans did vote in favor of the blueprint, including him, way back when in 2019. And where do we go from here? How do we become a true opposition party in the state of Maryland and hold people's feet to the fire? And then we'll close things out at the end of the show. How do we stop the judicial coup d'etat, which is now, I think, it is posing a national emergency. When you look at the numbers, 129 legal challenges have been filed in 2 months and 64 injunctions in the first term. That is more than all presidents in the history of the United States combined. 129 in 2 months, 64 injunctions in the first term. This is judicial activism. This isn't judicial review. It's judicial overreach. and it is a soft form of judicial tyranny. We'll explore that in a moment. It's 8:30, in for Bruce Elliott this morning with the latest news headlines. Here's Julie Reiter.
Good morning. These news headlines are brought to you by Vinny Steele, your home sold guaranteed. Southwest Airlines plans to reduce staffing at BWI Airport, according to the Sun Papers. A memo showed that four airports served by Southwest were determined to be overstaffed, and the airline would lay off 120 employees as of June 1st. No word yet on how many employees in Maryland will be let go. The layoffs are the first ever for the company. They have the top passenger market share at BWI. One man is dead, another wounded after a Wednesday evening shooting in northwest Baltimore. Officers found one of the victims in the 5400 block of Park Heights Avenue around 5:30. He was pronounced dead at an area hospital. Around the same time, a second victim turned up at a hospital for treatment. Police determined he'd been shot at the same location. That victim is in stable condition. Cell phone video of a deadly shooting in the city has gone viral. 31-year-old Shaikima Turner was shot just before 6 p.m. Tuesday in the 700 block of East Preston Street. She was taken to a hospital where she died. The video shows a woman with a gun chasing Turner down and firing her weapon while other people were out on the street. Motels and establishments in Elkridge that offer hourly occupancy rates are facing heat from residents and lawmakers who are concerned about crimes in these areas. One resident says she believes these establishments invite prostitution, drugs, and homelessness. Howard County Council Chair Liz Walsh says her bill would crack down on motels that make money off the alleged criminal activity. And the NTSB will provide an afternoon update on the cargo ship crash that caused the collapse of the Key Bridge in Baltimore. The Dolly was leaving Baltimore Harbor March 26, 2024, when it lost electric power and propulsion and struck a pier supporting the central truss spans of the bridge. Six construction workers died as a result of the collapse. Coming right up, we'll check traffic, plus the exclusive Weather Channel forecast.
Homeowners, if you're thinking about selling your home, you're in luck. We've got Maryland and Pennsylvania's real estate expert, Vinny Steele, CEO and broker with Your Home Sold Guaranteed Realty, in studio. Vinny, you were just telling me that now's a great time for home sellers to take action. Why is that?
Hey, Sean, a few things. Home values are up an average of 7.1% year over year, which means sellers can take advantage of high prices in a low inventory market. So if getting the most money is important, keep in mind that our sellers get an average of 3.1% more when compared with other agents in our market. So on a $400,000 home, that would mean an additional $12,400 right in your pocket.
That's really important because every dollar counts when you're selling.
That's why we will guarantee upfront and in writing to get you at least 100% of market value, or I'll pay you the difference.
So if you're on the fence about calling Vinny, the choice should be easy now. Call or text him today at 410-709-7515 or visit VinnySteele.com.
These are your lottery numbers from last night. The pick 3 was 654, and the pick 4 was 8048. And now traffic and weather on the threes. Here's Chuck Whitaker.
We have delays in the construction area. Northbound 95, Harford County, exit 76. It's at Route 24. Some limited lanes northbound. About a mile back up right now on that northbound side. New wreck, if you're coming out of Rosedale, Pulaski Highway, right at the city-county line. City medic units were with a person down in the median at Dr. King at Franklin Street. The underground work now is causing problems in the city. Guilford Avenue basically closed in the area of Madison Street and Monument Street. We've had delays through that area. We still see the heavy traffic, but we're moving traffic southbound at both the harbor tunnels. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Rain on the way, doesn't hang around very long. Showers for the afternoon today. 68 the high. Sunny and dry through the weekend. Tomorrow, breezy, cooler, 58. Saturday warms up, 64 Saturday. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
It's time to ditch big wireless. Pure Talk gives you unlimited talk, text, and plenty of data for just $25 a month on America's most dependable 5G network. Switch today. Just dial #250 and say keyword switch now to save 50% off your first month with Pure Talk.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 835 Sports is brought to you by Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover specialist. I know, Sean, that you want to desperately want to call me out for misspecying the turtle. Do you want to do it just real quick?
Well, you said that the turtle was a mammal.
Okay.
You said that with the antelopes of the Grand Canyon, this was who's going to be the faster mammal.
All right, so I'm not a scientist. Okay, so
the turtle is a reptile.
A reptile.
And the antelope is a mammal.
All right, thank you. I appreciate
that. I'm glad
we
settled that.
So then I'll start off with this then. The Reptiles touched down in Seattle yesterday as they get set for their Friday afternoon first round game against the Antelopes, mammals, of Grand Canyon University. Terps 25-8 on the season with 4 of the 8 losses in conference on buzzer beaters. Head coach Kevin Willard on lessons learned from that.
The biggest change I saw on this team was after the Ohio State loss. You know, it's the second buzzer beater. We just come off Northwestern. And they bounced back, and we got on a roll. And then Michigan State happens, and then these guys could have folded up after Michigan State.
But no fold for Maryland. How about this? After each of the 3 buzzer beaters in regular season, Maryland won their next 4 games each time. With Ed DeCellis retiring now as head coach of Navy basketball, the question turns to who will replace the longtime Navy coach. Well, 3 names have surfaced, and they're all with local ties. Topping the list is Doug Wojcik, now an assistant to Tom Izzo at Michigan State. Wojcik, of course, on the great David Robinson-led Navy teams back in the late 1990s. Another name is Mike Bray, who coached at Notre Dame and played under the legendary Morgan Wooten at DeMatha Catholic. And then there's Baltimore's own Steve Wojciechowski, who prepped under the great Ray Mullis here in his high school career. And finally, with the NCAA basketball tournament in full gear today, a look back at some of the great call-slash-moments in tournament history. This one is perhaps the greatest one of them all, and it happened on March 28, 1992. The play has become simply known as the shot.
You know, one of the things I've seen Duke do in the past in situations like this is try for the quick pass to half court and call a quick timeout so they can get in better shooting range.
Okay, so no half court pass here, but listen.
There's the pass to Leitner. Puts it up. Yes!
The great Christian Leitner, much to the chagrin of Maryland fans, the great Vern Lundquist on the call. Leitner at the buzzer in the Elite Eight at the Spectrum in Philadelphia. 104-103 was the final over Kentucky. A couple of upset specials for you before we get out of here. I've got 2 6-11 upsets. VCU over BYU and Drake over Missouri. I have a 4-13 upset, which is a tough one to call. I've got Yale over Texas A&M. It starts at 12 noon today, and that is Stein on Sports.
Attention federal employees, are you planning to retire or already retired? Let Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover services specialist, help you explore your options.
Keeping your money in the TSP means limited investment options, withdrawal restrictions, and no personalized advice.
Have other retirement plans? We can help with those too. Greben Wealth Management offers a full array of financial services.
Call Greben Wealth Management at 410-356-0111 and secure a prosperous retirement.
Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor. Member FINRA SIPC.
They call that a dramatic pause. 8:37, 23 minutes now before the hour of 9 o'clock here on the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot. Joining us on the Newsmaker Hotline this morning is State Senator Justin Reedy, Carroll County. Good morning, Senator. Appreciate you coming on the show.
Hey, good morning.
Lots to talk about here this morning. Let's start with the budget's still AWOL. Do we have any idea when the governor is going to present his budget to the legislature?
Well, we have his proposed budget, but the two houses and him that have been negotiating over how to balance it, because Democrats can't ever cut things without it. They feel like when they make a cut, it's like cutting off their arm. So that we hear they're going to be coming out today with some news about which taxes they're going to try to foist upon us. The House of Delegates is about to pass a version of the budget that will have a number of taxes in it. I mean, it was thought that they would come over to the Senate, and the Senate would be, of course, fighting to oppose any tax increases, Senate Republicans, but that they might pick one or two of them. Now we're hearing there may be a deal in the works that could be announced as early as today between the Democrats, not a deal, obviously, that we support. So today and or tomorrow may be pretty big news day that with regard to that.
So speaking of which, your colleague, Senator Hershey, the Senate Minority Leader, put out a letter yesterday saying it looks like the service tax, the business, the B2B tax, is going to focus only on IT and data consulting services, and they'll take that up to, 3% instead of 2.5%. Is that what you're hearing?
Yes, and it's interesting how the governor came, Wes Moore, a man who says he doesn't like to point fingers, but has actually run out of fingers to point this year. He came out Monday and said there won't be a broad B2B tax, but now they're looking at IT services, which you could say that's one service, but that touches every area of the small business economy and really every area of the economy, period. But I am hearing that that's one of the pieces, that there will be some quote-unquote cuts, but then also there will be a that will be one of the tax increases that's included. I think it amounts to about a $500 million tax. And of course, as you know, you and Bruce know, these taxes get passed on to customers. It's not just between businesses. It's going to get passed on to customers.
Yeah, absolutely. Do you think that McCormick Spice threatening to, we may have to relocate, is that finally what caught Governor Moore's attention?
I don't know if it was that alone. I will tell you this. I'm frustrated because we are outnumbered, as you know, in the General Assembly. But I've been encouraged by the fact that so many businesses and constituents reached out to their legislators and raised such a ruckus that I think it made them back off of some of their ideas to go even further. But that, I think McCormick is one that definitely caught their eye because that's such an iconic Maryland brand. And I think it was very helpful. I'm not sure it was the only reason, but it was helpful. Obviously, still, though, I'm frustrated because we know and we've shown we can balance our state's budget by making cuts to spending. We need state government, instead of talking about how we might go into a recession in Maryland, we need state government to have the recession and cut back on spending and hiring and all the things that have been discussed at the federal level we need to do here.
Do you think, because we're hearing the governor says no sugary beverage tax, no snack tax, we're hearing maybe the service delivery tax is out, and no broad B2B tax, you got to make up that money somewhere. And there are rumors, speculation about adding to the sales tax. Are you hearing that?
I've heard that rumor. I don't know that that's going to happen right now. Here's what I think could happen. They may pass something with a few taxes in it. They may want to push to do that and limp along and then come back. The rumor, a strong rumor, is that they might want to come back once we're in the new fiscal year, because as you know, our fiscal year starts July 1, come back like in the fall and make some additional changes to the state budget and cuts and do another tax increase. And that might be where they would do another tax increase, like a penny, say, a 1%, not 1%, it'd be like 17% increase, but a one penny increase on the sales tax. I don't know that that's set in stone. Again, the hits keep on coming. They just don't want to back off of tax increases. They don't want to make the tough choices. We're trying to put those tough choices in front of them. We'll be offering amendments to whatever they put forward to make them vote and say we could balance our budget through. Not every cut would be easy. I think there's some stuff we can cut, and they may cut some of it that's a little easier to cut. There are some things that would impact people, but we just can't keep having wants, paying for wants, when so many people are right on the edge of crushing cost of living burden in our state.
All right, more with Senator Justin Reedy in just a moment. Let's get an update on traffic weather on the threes. Once again, here is the king of all traffic, Chuck Whitaker.
There's a late wreck in Frederick eastbound to I-70 at Route 15 right as you're coming into Frederick. Looks like there's a pretty good backup there right now. Several vehicles were involved. The Highway Patrol, make that state police, of course, directing traffic through that area. Nothing major left over on the Beltway, but we're still busy on the Parkville side through Greenspring, 795 down through Frederick Road. The wreck coming out of Rosedale was a problem. Pulaski Highway right there at the city county lawn. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBF.
Well, the channel says we'll get some scattered showers maybe this afternoon. High of 68 right now. Sunny, 49 in Columbia. It is 51 in Annapolis. On our newsmaker hotline, Senator Justin Reedy, Carroll County. So speaking of tough choices, Senator, back in 2019 when the blueprint first surfaced, several members of the Maryland Freedom Caucus voted in favor of the blueprint. And I believe just about every Republican in the Senate, including yourself, voted in favor of the blueprint. The blueprint has now become a Leviathan. It's grossly unaffordable. It is going to really hamstring not only Marylanders, but county executives like Bob Castling and others. Why would so many Republicans vote for this, including yourself?
Well, 2020 was when we passed the actual funding and framework of Blueprint. I heard something about this, so I went back and looked. And in 2019, the Kerwin Commission had, I don't want to get too much in the weeds, but the Kerwin Commission had been meeting for over a year, maybe 2 years at that point, to replace Thornton. Remember how bad Thornton was?
Yes.
So we were coming to the end of Thornton, which had been a miserable failure, and the Kerwin Commission was put together. They came in 2019, that was right after the 2018 election, with several, I think it was several recommendations, and a bill was put in. But it was clearly not ready for prime time. There were a lot of unanswered questions. They had no way to pay for it, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So that bill ended up being amended way down to say, you need to come back to us. Like, we stripped out a bunch of mandates and things like that. I went back and looked at it. Once it was amended, it was a bunch of unanswered questions and things we need information back on. Kerwin Commission, it did change the name. It said whatever comes out of this is going to be called the Blueprint. So that was like a name change or something. But
are you saying that the Blueprint for the Future, which passed, unfunded mandate, which is causing so many problems right now, are you saying that that is not the bill that you voted for?
Yeah, the actual funding of it and doing of it was in 2020. This 2019 bill, they were going to do it then, and then it got stripped down, and they said, come back to us next year. The General Assembly said, come back to us next year with answers to these questions, with more time to put into, and I don't remember all the details, but 2020 is the bill that funded it all, that put it all in place, that Governor Hogan vetoed, and then in 2021 they overrode his veto. And we, most of us, if not all of us, strongly opposed that at the time for the exact reasons that we knew this would happen. We all predicted it was what came out of the Kerwin Commission by 2020, because they went another year after the 2019 session. They went all the way to 2020. What came out of that and what the Democrats wrote into their bill in 2020, and right as we were going into a pandemic, they rammed this through, was the unfunded mandates that have helped to get us to this mess, to this situation.
And what was your vote on that bill, the unfunded?
No. I voted no.
Okay.
I voted no.
Right.
I, of course, supported the governor's veto as well in 2021. And I'd be happy to even send you my floor speech from 2021 if you'd like it.
No, that's all right. I'll take you at your word. I had the record from 2019.
I heard about this recently. So it's actually good because, you know, titles of bills can be, you know, what they are. I mean, obviously, in hindsight, I wouldn't want to have ever voted for anything that said blueprint on it at all.
No.
It was more like a, we need you to come back with more information, and this allows you to keep working, because you're supposed to be coming up with a new format. And a lot of the things that were stated to be supportive of the idea weren't bad. You know, better education outcomes, but what came out of it was basically all money and spending and no accountability for results. That was all 2020 when they came out with all that.
Let's talk about that now, because we're already in a structural deficit. We're already in a hole. It has now come out, Chris Papp's reporting over at Fox 45, that the Department of Legislative Services miscalculated, and it's believed to be $3.7 billion worse than we originally thought. And now we have these claims and lawsuits against the state on child sex abuse, which could be another $3 billion if all 3,000 are paid the maximum cap. So we have some real financial turmoil facing us in the future. What are your thoughts on that?
Yeah, well, you pointed out, I saw that story, and we've been working on this issue, that we have some self-inflicted wounds in this state. The Democratic supermajority has inflicted self-inflicted wounds on us. And the $700 million extra, the way Bill Ferguson explains that in the Chris Papp's interview is actually somewhat correct. It isn't that the formula changed. It's that they made it so that they're putting all this extra money towards, quote-unquote, poor kids. But the way that they do it, they're allowing more people to be considered to be poor children, and there's more than they planned on. And so they wrote a formula that isn't realistic already and was too elastic. Another reason we voted against it. I mean, it was too elastic. And yeah, so now the costs are more. It's the same thing they have the problem with our Medicaid program. We expanded eligibility years ago and made it very generous, the Democrats did, and so now it's costing us more. And inflation plays a role, right, too, in that as well. So, well, no, I mean, that's why we need to scale the – we need to pause Blueprint, go back to the drawing board, scale it back. I mean, I would prefer to repeal the whole thing, but, I mean, it's just thinking like the Democratic majority – let's take a step back, pause it, and let's go back to the drawing board and get something that's fiscally realistic and focused on accountability.
Listen, I got about a minute left. I want to ask you this question. I don't know if you have the answer or not, but one of the areas possibly that could be looked at, since the state is paying half the Medicaid bill, how many illegal aliens are utilizing Medicaid, and could they be prohibited from using Medicaid in Maryland?
Theoretically, none, but Medicaid covers uncompensated hospital costs, so if somebody goes to the hospital and doesn't pay their bill. So theoretically, there's no illegal immigrant enrolled in Medicaid, and that's not legal. It's not allowed, but I think there's a lot of Medicaid costs and other sorts of health care ratepayer money that's used to prop up illegal immigrants, and we are such a magnet. We need to stop giving benefits away to illegal immigrants in our state, and you know, turn off the welcome sign and say we're closed. You know, that is something, and we've tried. We've been working on that issue for years with, you know, varying levels of success. And now the chickens are coming home to roost because President Trump's going to rip away money from states that keep doing this sanctuary stuff.
Right. Yeah. We got to run. But listen, Senator Justin Rudy, thanks for coming on and discussing all this stuff with us this morning. Appreciate it.
Thank you. I really appreciate it.
All right, that's Senator Justin Reedy. Carroll County, it's 8:51. You're on the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliott.
We're here with Ryan Herbert of Pro Status Financial Advisors Group here in the Maryland, D.C. area and host of the Savvy Investor radio show and podcast. Ryan, you get to be about 55 and a half and older, and you know you need a few things. You need a financial advisor, you need a CPA, and you need an estate planning attorney, and you want them all talking to each other so they're working for me, for us. And that's hard to do.
Yeah, that's the hardest thing, simply getting them on the phone, let alone getting them to talk to each other. And most importantly, above anything else, is getting them to agree on a strategy. You know, that's the most important thing, is coming up with an estate plan that works with your financial plan, coming up with a plan for taxes that works with your financial plan, and making sure all of them are doing the same thing. Because if you're working with three different people, you're driving to one side of town to see your estate planning attorney, mm-hmm. you're driving across the other side of town to see your CPA, and then you're going to see your financial advisor, making sure that all of them work together is the hardest part. And that is why we bring it all under one roof with ProStatus Financial. So for the next five callers that are truly serious, why not take the steps now to protect everything that you've worked so hard for? I encourage you to give us a call at 866-597-1040 and sit down with Mike, myself, and a member of our team here at ProStatus, and we'll put together your very own comprehensive retirement plan that you need to have all in one place.
This is the model that Ryan Herbert, Mike Kinnett, and their team at ProStatus Financial have built. So for the next five callers with $500,000 or more saved for retirement, congratulations. And as Ryan said, they're going to sit down with you personally and create your step-by-step plan for a successful retirement. Call ProStatus now, 866-597-1040. That's 866-597-1040. And at thesavvyinvestorradio.com.
Advisory services offered through ProStatus Group, LLC, a registered investment advisor.
Hey guys, it's Carson. Thursday on the show, insane Democrats at the U.S. Institute of Peace refused to allow DOGE representatives into the building. Not a good way to tick off the new boss.
Weekdays, noon to 3 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
8:53, traffic weather on the threes. The final update this morning, here is the king of all traffic, Lugnuts Johnson.
All right, so the wreck in Frederick, now on the shoulder, eastbound I-70 at Route 15. That's going to start to clear up, get a little better, but it's still slow right now. 95 north, if you're traveling through Harford County, they do construction during the rush hour, which is odd because they have all night to do what they need to do. But either way, northbound 76 mile marker, Route 24, limited lanes, about a half mile rolling back up right now through that area.
Still working on the wreck, Pulaski Highway at the city-county line. And keep in mind, there's a work zone underway now for the traffic downtown. Next several days, Guilford Avenue, Madison Street, Monument Street, you'll have local delays in that area. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Weather chance is cloudy start. Actually, sun's out now. Scattered showers possible in the area by this afternoon. 68. Should be dry this weekend. Going to cool down a little bit tomorrow. 58 for the high. Right now, 50 and sunny in Ellicott City. 49 under sunny skies in Pikesville. Kim Klasick Live is coming up next. Good morning, Kim.
Good morning. How are you?
We're doing fine.
Good. So it was a great event in Annapolis yesterday.
It looked to me as if it was sparsely attended.
It was. You know what? It was. But guess what? There was a lot of media there. So I think that WMAR, like, everybody was there.
Okay.
So I know that the word got out. I saw the live feed from Fox 45. I was able to get up and say a few words. And, of course, I saw a lot of listeners that were out there and say hello to them. But I thought, I thought that the message was well received. I really do. And I think that they did a great job. I mean, it's a Wednesday evening.
And you had the Anne Arundel County Lincoln Day dinner was being held at the same time.
Yeah.
And
it was tough. It was tough. But I think they did a good job. So I actually have my speech that I'll play coming up at the top of the show, and I'll talk a little bit about that. Also, I heard you mention earlier about President Trump and the shuttering of the Department of Education. It is still scheduled for today.
Right.
And I do know this because there were a bunch of women with Moms for America that flew in and were taking pictures of the White House last night from their hotel rooms. So I believe they'll be there for the signing of that executive
order. $280 billion budget.
I know, right?
That's a lot of money.
I wanted to ask you, you know, because there was a report that came out that said that there were some states that didn't want to take this on. Why would you not want the money in your state to deal with the education issues, especially a place like Maryland?
I think it depends on the state.
Yeah.
Maryland would have no problem with it, but some states don't want to have to deal with all the other stuff that's going on right now with the curriculum.
Okay.
So you've got the gender fluidity, you have the sex ed, kindergartners all the way up to third graders. You've got that. You've got the competing men competing as women in schools. So you've got all these social issues that you could easily point to the federal government and say, hey, don't look at us. It's their fault. And now it's all going to come back home. The chickens are coming home to roost.
Okay.
And now you have a lot more parents, I think, at school board meetings, like Nicole Georges up in Illinois that got up the other day in front of that Illinois school board. So I think that to me is part of the reason.
Okay. Well, I was wondering. I was thinking, you know, if I was in that position, I would want the money in-house and to make it work with our state and then to show other states how we can get it done.
Well, the other thing you could do as a state, you could take, that money that, and at this point you could just use a voucher program.
Yeah.
You know, start funding a voucher program in your state. But that's the union's going to fight that too.
I would say, God forbid, you have school choice, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, so we have all that and more to talk about.
All right, very good. Kim Klasick Live coming up next.
Thank you.
Right after the 9 o'clock news. A lot of folks participating in the Mosby Lottery. What games are the Mosby's going to come up with? Well, we have Tony says, the Mosby Mortgage Scratch-Off. Match 5 vaccine needle scratch-offs, get free COVID distress funds. Match 5 needles and an electronic ankle monitoring device. Get a free Florida winter home. Love it, Tony. The pithier, the better. Marty says, if you get a Nick Mosby and a Westmore on your scratch-off, you no longer have to pay your water bill. Bingo. That's a good one. These are potential Mosby scratch-off and lottery games, since Nick Mosby now has been a green bag appointment to the Maryland Lottery and Gaming Commission. By the way, I do want to point out this judicial coup d'etat is, I think it's becoming a national emergency. As I mentioned, 129 judges, 64 injunctions in 60 days. It's outrageous. This is judicial overreach. I think it's clearly a violation of President Trump's Article 2 powers. All powers, all executive powers are vested with the executive. That's him. And by the way, the Supreme Court ruled in 1814 in Brown versus United States, which examined whether Congress, merely by declaring war, simultaneously gave ordinary American citizens the right to seize enemy aliens' property on American soil. The court concluded it did not, for a congressional declaration of war only makes official a state of hostility between two nations. So basically, in this ruling, and in 1948, Ludicky versus Watkins, the Supreme Court has held that the Alien Enemies Act gives the president plenary power for whatever reason, to deport a non-citizen. You can't deport law-abiding citizens. But if you are a resident alien, if you are a legal immigrant, if you are an illegal immigrant, if the president decides that you are a threat to the nation during any invasion or incursion or during a time of war, it is within your power to deport that individual. And that's precedent. So these judges obviously aren't even looking at the Supreme Court precedent when they are making these idiotic, lunatic rulings. That's going to do it. Kim Klasick is coming up next. We're back tomorrow morning at 6 a.m. on CBM. Until then, God bless our troops. God bless America. See you then.
This is the right choice for Maryland.